请各位给自己一份最热烈的掌声。因为大家都非常棒，因为想要让我们自己更成长，然后所以来到这里。那我想要先请大家配合我一件事，就是把手机关静音。OK， 手机关静音，好。然后再来因为我们幸福种子人文艺术坊刚成立没有多久，所以目前都是在网络上做一个推广。那我们非常感谢，就是我们的僵尸兄提供这样子的场地给我们，他们的公司然后提供这样的场地给我们，那我们也谢谢僵尸兄这样子。OK， 谢谢。这一位呢就是 Jamie 老师。那 Jamie 老师是这两本书《当和尚遇到钻石》作者的资深弟子。这两本书有人有看过的吗？有，都有，大部分都有看过。Michael Roach 的弟子这样子。那他跟格西学习了十年，所以现在呢他也是知识库的创办人之一。所以我们 Jamie 呢他很发心的，我们现在把很多比如说冥想会有或者是一些瑜伽还有一些佛学的知识的影片全部都在知识库网站上面都可以下载。那现在目前中文版也要出来了，那所以如果有兴趣，我们刚刚都有发 DM， 你们都可以上网去下载这些影片。那非常感谢大家的莅临。那我们现在就把时间交给我们的 Jamie 老师，让我们 Jamie 老师来帮大家上改变宿命的四个步骤。那大家以热烈掌声欢迎我们 Jamie 老师。
First of all, I want to thank everyone for coming.
老师，谢谢大家今天拨空来到这边听演讲。
Yeah, and then also I want to thank everyone for who helped to put this together. So it means a lot to me. So I know a lot of you worked very, very hard. So I want to say thank you.
老师也要谢谢幸福种子人文空间的各位，就是这么热心的帮忙，然后促成今天的这个演讲，还要谢谢你们的努力。
So thank you for inviting me to your city. It's great here. I like it. It feels really good.
老师很谢谢大家邀请他来台中，他觉得这是一个很棒的城市，然后他非常喜欢这里。
It feels better than Taipei, but don't tell them Taipei.
他说不要告诉台北人哦，可是他更喜欢这里。
So, I'm just curious, how many of you have seen my teacher talk before?
老师想要问大家说，有没有人之前曾
经参加过格西的讲
座，或是看过格西的书的？ Or read the books or any of them? Or read the books or any of them?
None of you.
看过书或是参加讲座，曾经有。
All right, so some of you.
有一些人曾经有。
All right, then we have to start at the beginning.
所以说，我们现在从头开始吧。
Yeah. I don't know. I'll just tell you a little bit about. I'll just tell you just a little bit about a background. I was just born into a normal American family, and then I met this Buddhist teacher when I was 18 years old.
老师现在要先简单介绍一下他个人的经历。那他是在一个美国的平凡的家庭出生的，然后在18岁的时候，老师遇到了他的佛学老师。
So then I met Geshe Michael just about 10 years ago now.
所以说这位老师就是格西麦可罗奇，然后我们在十年前。
So I don't know how many of you know about his story, but it's his story is fascinating, very interesting story.
老师不晓得这边有多少人认识格西，或是知道他的生平故事，因为但是他觉得格西的故事太有趣了，所以他要在这边跟大家做分享。
He was the first American to go to a Tibetan monastery and study for 25 years and then get the title of Geshe, which is a very high honor.
格西是第一位就是到西藏传统的寺庙里面去学习，然后学习了经过25年的苦读之后。得到了格西，也就是相当于佛学的博士学位的这个，他是第一个得到这个佛学博士学位的一个美国人。
So then what he did was, then he came back and he started to teach normal Americans like me. He designed a whole series of courses, which was designed to take about 14 years to go through this entire course of study, everything that a Geshe would learn in the Geshe program, but then.Taught in a way for modern people in the modern world.
那当格西学成以后，他就回到了美国， 那他觉得说其实这套佛法真的非常的好，他希望一般的人就是在家人他们也可以有机会接触到西藏这套佛学的课程。所以说格西本人呢就设计了一套非常完整的课程，那要研读14年，但是是他的课程的设计是比较活泼，然后跟我们每天的生活有关的，所以就是说当一般的人来学习的时候，他们也觉得可以运用在每天的生活上面。
So he took all the things you would learn, that a monk would learn in the monastery, and then he turned that into a whole series of courses in the way that we're used to studying things, with homeworks, with quizzes, with final exams, and it's a beautiful, a whole training like that.
那格西呢，他就把他25年在西藏的寺庙里面学习到了精华，变成了14年的课程之后呢，他又用着像我们一般去上课的时候会有我们会先读就读课本嘛，然后读完课本还要回家作业，然后说回家作业还要有考试，然后他就设计了这样子一整套完整的课程，然后总共是14年，让一般的民众可以学习。
So I went through that whole training and I just graduated at the end of 2010.
老师就参加了这14年的课程的学习之后，他在2010年的时候毕业了。
So, but his story is even more fascinating than that. While he was in the monastery, his teacher said, "Go make a business and try out these ideas that I'm teaching you. If they work, you should be able to apply them to your own life, and then you should be successful using them."
然后老师说，格西的故事还不止如此哦，他的故事还有更精彩的。就是当他读完25年的佛学博士呢，格西的上师就跟他说，你现在你读完了，那你就出去工作吧，你就要像一般人一样的去工作，而且你要用佛经里面的道理，如果一般的人都可以去赚钱工作，你应该也可以啊。所以他就叫格西出外面找工作。
So you can read about that story. That's what the Diamond Cutter book's all about, that story. They started with a $50,000 loan. It was just sold a couple of years ago to Warren Buffett, and then it was a $250 million company.
那他在如果各位有兴趣或是曾经有读过的话，其实《当和尚遇到钻石》这本书其实就是在讲格西怎么样从一个完全就是没有做过任何工作的和尚，然后他出来到世间，然后开了一个钻石公司，一开始只有5万块的一个资本。可是到了后来公司一直赚钱，然后最后在2010年以很高的价格卖给华伦巴菲特，就是股神。
So he's learning all, he's taking all of these ideas that he learned in the monastery, and then he's applying that. He doesn't know anything about business. He's applying that to some real life situation, and then the company's wildly successful.
格西他其实并没有做过工作，可是他把所有他在传统寺庙里面学到的一些道理全部都运用在这家公司的经营上面，所以当他经营了这个公司之后，公司变得非常非常的成功。
So I have an interesting job tonight. Interesting and difficult job.、
Yeah. 所以老师今天晚上的工作其实非常的有趣，但是同时也非常的有挑战性。
It's like, so he took a 25-year course of study and then he condensed that down to 14. I'm going to try to do...all of that tonight in we have 2 hours. So I'm gonna give you the whole thing in 2 hours.
老师说为什么他的工作这么难呢？因为格西花了25年在传统寺庙里面学习，然后他要设计的一套精华课程是14年。精华课程是14年，可是老师今天晚上2个小时就要把它交给大家。
I don't know, we'll see if we can do it.
但是我们要试试看。Yeah.
But it's like this. I just want to say that this comes from a particular religious tradition, these ideas. But you don't have to be a religious person to understand these ideas. It's not important.
老师说，虽然他所教的这些观念都是来自于某一个佛教的传承，可是事实上这些观念呢，你不一定要是信教的人才可以懂得或是才能懂得。
I was raised a Christian, a Catholic. I still consider myself that, even though I've studied for many years in the Buddhist tradition. It's okay. It doesn't matter what you are. It doesn't matter if you have no religion at all. It's not the point.
老师说他从小家庭的背景是基督教跟天主教长大了，所以说虽然他现在已经的学习了佛学这么多年，他还是觉得自己是一个天主教徒、基督教徒。那他觉得说其实也没有关系，不一定说你懂得道理或是想要知道这些道理你就一定得要 变成某种宗教，你是可以完全没有宗教信仰的，可是你还是可以懂这些道理的。
It's like these great beings have come to our world. The founders of all the great religions. They're explaining some laws of how the universe works. They explain it in a different way, but the ideas are all the same.
老师解释说，其实这些道理就好像是一个创造了我们这个世界，跟创造了我们这个世界所有宗教的一个这么伟大的人，他在跟我们解释说这个宇宙有多么的奥妙。
It's just the way the universe works. It's like a law like gravity.
他就只是在解释说这个宇宙到底是怎么运作，这个世界到底是怎么运作，就像我们知道的那个地心引力这个法则一样的。
So then it doesn't matter what I am. I mean, if I'm a Buddhist, if I'm a Christian.If I'm a Muslim, if I have no religion at all, if I hold out this pen, like this, yeah, and then I let it go, it doesn't matter, the pen is going to drop to the ground, right? Because of something called gravity.
老师说，所以不管他是基督教也好，伊斯兰教也好，佛教徒也好，就像比如说他现在手伸出去，然后笔就掉了，因为地心引力掉嘛。今天不会因为他是什么教徒，然后笔就不掉，笔是一定会掉的，就像是地心引力一样。所以说他要说的这些道理，也就像地心引力一样，对谁都是适用的。
So these ideas that we're going to talk about are like that. They're the way our world works.
所以说这些我们要解释的观念就是世界运作的基本法则。
I think of it like a mountain stream, like a perfectly clear mountain stream, and there's this water flowing.
然后老师要大家去想象说，它很像是一个山泉水从山上这样子流下来的感觉。
And these ideas we're going to talk about are like this crystal clear water that's flowing.
然后我们要解释的这些观念呢，就很像在山沿着那个山渠山沟这样子流下来的那些清澈的水一样。
Then what happens is over time.You can picture like different traditions start to form and different institutions start to form, and that's like ice building up on top of the water.
然后经过时间的累积，可能就是大家想象说各种宗教派系或者是各种机构慢慢形成的时候，就很像那些泉水上面结冰了。
But underneath this, there's the ideas, there's the water. So we're gonna reach in through and just. Take a cup of water of just these. We're going to cut right through and go to these ideas.
但是在这些结冰的冰块下面哦，如果说你伸手去摸那些泉水，其实都是同一个源头。所以我们今天要直接回到这些观念的源头来。
So, what's the most? My teacher told me if you're going to get up and teach, and you only have an hour to spend with someone or 2 hours to spend with someone.Then what's the most powerful thing that you can tell them in that time that will help them the most?
老师的老师也就是格西曾经跟他说，如果你今天要去教人家，但是你只有一到两个小时，然后你就要把你觉得最重要的观念跟他们讲，那你应该教给他们什么呢？
So we said there's four. We advertised this as the four steps to change your fate. Right? Was the name of the talk.
老师说，我们今天的演讲的题目就是要改变宿命的四个方法，四个法则嘛。
Actually, it's 8 steps, but I didn't want to scare you away. I thought you would only come if we said 8, you wouldn't come.
老师说，广告上讲的是4步啦，但其实有8步，因为老师不想把大家吓跑。
So really, it's two, but it's 2 sets of 4.
但是事实上，这八个法则是四个一组的两组。
Then there's one most important idea, which is sort of up here, and then it branches down, and there's like the four, like this, yeah.
最上面其实是有个最重要的大原则，那是从这个大原则再分出两支，然后这个两个分支，一个分支下面有各有四个。
So if you're taking notes, that's what I want you to do. I want you to make one list of four, put 1, 2, 3, 4, and then another list of 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I'm going to go through, and then you can fill it in and take notes. If you don't want to take notes, that's okay too.
老师说，如果有在记笔记的同学呢，他希望大家在其中一页上面写1、2、3、4，所以这一页是讲一个观念。那在另外一页上面呢，再讲1、2、3、4，就是另外一页分开记。可是不想抄笔记的同学也没有关系，只要听就好了。
we're making a recording of this, and you can let us know after if you want to. We'll put it up on the internet, and you can listen to this after, too.
今天晚上的课程我们有帮大家录音，所以说大家就可以专心的听课。那当课程结束之后，你如果觉得想要再听一次，我们会把这档案分享给大家，只要留下 email 就好了。
Okay, so we'll start to go into those ideas. What's the most important thing I can tell you?
那现在就让我们开始来谈这些观念吧。老师想知道说，大家觉得他可以讲，他可以带给大家最重要的观念是什么？他可以带给大家最重要的想法是什么？
Basically, I've traveled the world a lot with my teacher and watched him teach people.
老师在过去的十几年间一直跟着格西到处在全世界各地旅行，然后他一直看着说格西是怎么样去教不同国家的人的。
Then we visit many countries, and then there seems to be this common theme in all of the countries. People come up and they ask questions and they talk to us and.You can kind of break everything down into four categories of problems or questions that people have.
老师说，在他到处旅行的这几年间呢，就是演讲过后，大家都会来问问题，然后大家都会提出他们的想法。但是所有的人提出的这些想法里面呢，其实可以归为四类，就是总结，就是有四类是人们最常提出他们有疑问的，他们想要知道的。
Basically, you came here tonight because you wanted something, right? Yeah.
大家今天来这边应该是想要知道某一种东西，渴望知道某一种东西吧。
You thought maybe you could get some answer about your life or whatever it is. I mean, we don't do anything unless we want something.
可能是你现在生命里面碰到一个问题，你想要来寻找答案。因为我们如果去做某一件事情，一定是我们有某一种动机，我们想要得到某一种。
So the biggest thing that people seem to want is some kind of financial security.
大家通常很想要的就是财务的安全，大家希望自己的财务收入是稳定的。
This is like some basic human requirement, like some vitamin that we need to be healthy. Everyone needs to be financially comfortable.
就好像说我们每天都要吃维他命才能保持健康一样，大家也都希望说自己的财务状况是相当稳定的，这样我们每天才会过得平静。
And I'm not saying that greedy. I'm not saying you want to be rich, but everyone needs some level of comfort, and you should have that. And everyone should have everything they need to be comfortable.
可是老师在这边说的不是说你想要钱好像就很贪心，其实。想要赚钱，然后想要过舒适安稳的日子，并不是什么错误的想法哦。其实每个人都应该要有这样子的能力，每个人也应该享有这样子的状况。
So this is the very basic level, because if you don't have that, then you can't have anything else. You know, even if you're a spiritual person.
这是最基本的层次哦。今天就算你是一个灵修者，或是你想要在灵性上发展。如果你没有稳定的财务的话，那其实你就好像少了一个很稳固的基础。
Even if you're just a person practicing a spiritual path, you need to be able to have the basic necessities of life met before you can do anything there too.
因为就算你今天是一个灵修的，很想要在灵性的道途精进的人，那你总是要有一些财产，才可以让你自己日常生活所需的一切是可以打理的好的。
So if a system is going to be an effective system, it should at least address that. How can I get money? How can I be financially comfortable?
所以说，如果这个系统呢，想要成功的帮助大家，那至少最基本的，我们要让大家知道说，怎么在财务上面是很安全的，可以不用去担心钱的问题的。当我们可以把大家基本的需求照顾好了之后呢？大家才有心力去想其他的事情，比如说灵修。
How can my business be successful? How can any project that I undertake be successful?
大家一定会想说，我要怎么样做生意才会赚钱？我要怎么样我的计划规划才会成功？
The other big thing is health. You know, we all want to be healthy. Once we get our basic needs met, if we're not healthy, then we can't enjoy the money we have or the things we have.
所以说第二个大家最常问到的问题就是健康，因为当你有了足够的金钱去满足你生活的所需之后，你就一定要有健康的身体才能去享受这份金钱嘛。 所以大家常常就会问说，到底要怎么样才能够更健康？
So if you have a system of thought which is designed to help people, it should also make you healthy.
所以说，如果我们今天教的观念想要帮助到大家，就不但必须要教大家怎么赚钱，还要可以帮助大家有健康的身体。
So we'll talk about that.
所以我们今天也会谈到这个部分。
So then, let's say you've been successful at doing that. You've all of your needs are met financially. You enjoy good health. Then naturally.What you want after that is a nice relationship.
假设呢，今天大家在座的各位都是很幸运的，我们有赚了足够的钱，可以享受我们的生活，然后我们又有健康的身体，可以来享用我们赚到的财富。那下一个阶段呢，就是会想要一段好的伴侣关系，比如说有好老公、好的老婆。
Because even if you have all the money in the world, and you're healthy, and then you come back to an empty.Condo or an empty house, it's no fun. Yeah.
老师说，即使你今天赚大钱，然后可能你很成功，可是你当你回到家的时候，你家是空荡荡的，没有人跟你分享这一切，那其实也是很空虚的吧。所以说，想要一段关系是很自然的。
It's not fun just to cook dinner for yourself and then sit down and eat it alone. It's not. It's in order to have a fulfilling life, you need to have all three of those things.
所以说自己煮饭还要自己吃，然后还要自己洗碗，是不是还蛮闷的呢？所以说，其实，在赚了钱，有健康的身体之后，一定要有一个人来跟你分享这一切，那你的生命才是有意义的。
So if a system of thought is going to be effective, it should also teach you how to be able to find a nice partner for yourself.
所以，如果我们想要真正的可以帮助各位的话。不但要教你怎么赚钱，还要教你怎么保持身体的健康，最后还要让你知道说怎么样才能成功的去维持一段伴侣的关系。
Then let's say you're able to do all of that, right? You've got all the money you need, you have perfect health, you have a beautiful partner. Then what's bigger than what else do you want?
那假设大家真的都很厉害喽，你又成功又健康，然后婚姻生活又很幸福，那你们觉得你们还会想要什么东西呢？
Then if you really look at the world, people who are very successful, you know, like Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, what do they naturally do? Once they have all the things they want themselves, naturally there's this human instinct to want to serve the world and help the world and make the world a better place.
想象一下我们是那些百万富翁很成功的人，像是比尔盖茨啊，或是华伦巴菲特啊，当他们拥有他们想要的一切了之后，正常来讲，下一步会想要什么东西？
Then they start to do all of these things to try to help the world. Both of those people are giving away major amounts of their fortunes, to serve the world and help the world.
事实上，当他们非常成功之后，他们就开始做慈善事业了，因为他们知道说，他们这么成功，他们也要去帮助其他人的成功。所以他们其实，大家应该都有在新闻看过，他们两位其实都捐了相当多的钱给不同的机构去帮助很多人。
So to me, these four categories are like the, it's the thing everyone wants with their life. They want all four of these. Maybe you don't know you want the fourth one yet, but at least you want the first three. And I can tell you that once you get the first three, you're going to want four anyway. So these four things are what every human being in this world wants.
那老师说，其实在他们的演讲巡回里面，最常听到大家想要的东西都是这四样。可能你现在会想说，我前三样都还没有，我干嘛想要第四样？可是说真的，当你前三样都有了之后，自然而然的你就会想要第四样，就是去帮助全世界的人。
So we'll talk about that. Those four things are not one of the four things. Yeah.
然后我们今天就会先讲这四样。
So this system that I've studied in says.Yeah, everyone wants these things. Everyone wants to be happy. But there's some problem right now. There's some problem with every human being that we have this misunderstanding. And because of that, that causes all of our problems.
那事实上每个人每天都想要过得很快乐啊。可是为什么我们有时候会过得不快乐呢？因为有的时候其实我们对于生命有一种基本的误解。
Then Buddhism says, right, at the very... The very first teaching is that life is suffering.
佛教、yeah. 大家都知道，佛教常常说生命就是苦嘛。
And you're like, well, what does that mean on a practical level? Like, you know, sometimes I get a headache and, you know, sometimes I have a bad day, but they say it's deeper than that. They say that even the good things you get are suffering.
所以说大家可能会想说什么叫生命是苦啊，可是是不是以实际的例子来讲，是不是说我头痛就是苦呢，还是说我今天过不好被老板骂，这就是一种苦呢？可是让佛家讲的更深一点哦，他说有时候即使你在很快乐的时候也是在受苦的，那他到底是什么意思呢？
I want to give you an image in your mind of what the problem looks like.
Yeah. 然后老师现在想要试着让大家就是在脑海里面会有一个影像，知道说到底生命是苦的意义到底是什么。
All right, you've all seen pictures like from the space shuttle where it goes up into space and then they take a picture of the Earth from far away. Then the Earth just looks like this little blue ball floating in space, right?
大家都看过，就是网络上可能会有图片，就是今天如果我们派一艘太空船去外太空，然后从外太空拍一个地球的照片的时候，其实地球看起来就像一颗蓝蓝的圆形的小球嘛，对不对？
So I want you to imagine that you're like one of these astronauts in the space shuttle and you're looking through the little window and then you're looking down at the Earth.
然后老师要大家想象说今天你是登陆月球的太空人其中之一，然后你就从那个小小的窗户，然后用那个望远镜去看这个小小的地球。
Then what happens is you can see the sun out there too in the universe, and then it's shining on the little blue planet, right?
然后你也可以看到，哎，旁边有太阳，哎，然后太阳在发光，当它发光的时候，地球上就有阳光。
Then what happens is you can start to see a line, on the little blue planet. There's a line of dark, and then there's a line of light, right? The sun is hitting a certain part of that planet, and it's dark on the other side.
所以说，当大家观察到太阳照射在地球上面的时候，有一边比较亮哦，然后另外一边是暗的，为什么呢？因为有一边照到太阳，可是另外一边还没有照到。
Then I want you to imagine this. There's a line there that you could go down to one spot, really, and you could stand on one side of the line and on the other side of the line, and one side would be black and one side would be sun. And this line is like slowly moving across the little blue planet.
然后老师要大家去想象说，你现在可以降落在那个地球上面，你刚好可以站在那个有太阳的跟没太阳的交界点，然后看着这个太阳就是慢慢的这样子去移动。
So then, as this line is crossing, then people's alarms are ringing, right? People's iPhones are going off. It's time for them to wake up. As this line is slowly going by the world, and as it touches all the cities, like people's alarms are going off, and they have to wake up for work.
然后老师现在要大家去想象一下说，当太阳慢慢的从一端地球的一端移动到另外一端，只要它照到的地方，然后大家家里的闹钟就开始响啊，你 iPhone 啊 HTC 设的那个闹钟就铃铃铃就响了，然后你就看着每个城市都醒过来。
So the iPhone goes off, and you know you're like you're trying to find the thing so you can shut it off as quickly as possible because it's the most annoying ring possible.
你就觉得怎么那么吵啊？然后就这边在哪里？我的 iPhone 在哪里？要把它关掉。
Then, like, the hardest thing is to go like that on the phone, yeah, to shut the thing off.
然后在那个时候，这个动作突然变得很困难，你只是想要把它关掉，可是关不掉。
But anyway, I want you to get this idea of 7 billion people. Like, that's how many people are on this blue planet now. Seven billion people. And as the line crosses, they're waking up. They're getting out of bed in the morning.
老师想要让大家知道说，每天在地球上有70亿的人口就这样子的醒过来了。
Then this thing happens, right? Eventually, like then you, at some point, you step out of the bed. Your foot hits the ground.
然后你就下床，然后你要下床的时候，你就这样子，你一定是一脚先下床嘛，你就这样下去。
Then why do people get out of bed? Why not just shut the alarm off and stay in bed? Because that's what you want to do, right?
为什么我们要起床呢？其实大家应该都很想要躺在床上睡个够吧？为什么我们要下床呢？
So 7 billion people are getting out of bed because they want something. They think that getting out of bed, maybe today, I'll get the thing that I want.
为什么大家每天早上都要下床？是因为我们知道说，我们今天下床是为了得到我们想要的东西。
Right? There's people that have given up. They have lost hope. They don't want anything. They just stay in bed all day. They don't get out of bed.
可能有一些人他们已经放弃人生了，他们觉得算了啦，我应该什么都得不到，所以他们就留在床上，他们就不下床。
But most people get out of bed because you want something.
可是很多人90%几的人，他都还是会下床，因为他们觉得今天只要下床就可以得到他们要的东西。
Then we say, 7 billion people are trying to get something in a way that doesn't work.
但是我们的说法是说，这么多的人，他们要想要去得到一件东西，可是他们用的方法是错的。
And if you're honest, if you're really honest with yourself, you have to agree to that. You have to admit that.
但是如果你真的去想一想，如果你够诚实去面对自己的话，其实这句话说的并没有错。
When we get out of bed to do the thing we want to do that day, we don't know whether it'll be successful or not.
当我们今天下床，然后我们想说我们可以得到某一件东西，然后我们就去做了某一件事情。其实你不确定是不是你做了这个行动以后，你就一定会得到你真正要的那个东西。
Right, we go to work, but we don't even know whether we'll have a job when we get to work. We can't say honestly whether we won't get fired that day. We don't know.
我们今天去上班哦，可是你可以确保你今天不会被炒鱿鱼吗？你确定说你今天去上班，然后你就一定会在那边吗？
We go to work to try to make money, but we might not get money.
好，我们今天去上班赚钱，可是你确定你今天去上班了就一定会赚到钱吗？
If you're really honest, you don't know whether your partner will stay with you that day. They might leave you. You don't know.
然后如果你想想看，你也不知道说搞不好你今天的老公或老婆他们会不会决定就离开你了。
You don't know whether at the end of the day you'll get some news that you have a serious disease. We don't know.
那可能搞不好你身体检查，你今天去医院拿报告，你也不知道你会不会知道说你突然得了某一种严重的疾病。
We don't know if anything we do to get the things we want will work out.
说真的，我们真的不知道，如果我们是不是做了某一个行为，然后我们就真的可以得到我们想要的那个结果。
And then because of that, there's so much stress, there's so much worry, there's so much anxiety. It's because you don't know if the things you try will work.
所以说因为这样子的原因，我们就压力很大，然后我们就一天到晚在烦恼，因为我们永远都不知道说我们想要得到一个结果的时候，我们做的行为到底会让我们得到那个结果，还是不会让我们。
So then 7 billion people, you know, just not sure.
然后所以就这么多的七十亿的人口，我们每天都活在不确定当中。
Then all the wrinkles on all the faces are from all the worry, you know. Not sure, just this uncertainty whether the thing you try will work.
然后你就因为很烦恼啊，然后你就一直长皱纹啊，因为想事情想太用力啊，你就一直很烦恼，因为你不知道到底你做了这些行动之后你会不会成功。
And we're all like that.
然后其实每个人都是一样的。
But this is not meant to be a depressing talk.
可是、yeah. 今天来这边演讲的目的并不是要让大家心情很不好的。
The good news is that it's just a mistake.
那好消息是说，其实这只是一个错误的观念而已。
Actually, the irony of it all, the tragedy of it all, is it's just a simple mistake. It's unnecessary. So, the suffering of 7 billion people is totally unnecessary.
所以老师说，这整件事情讽刺的地方就是，其实它只是一个错误的观念，它只是一个错误。那只要去除之后的错误，其实我们所有人的忧虑都是不必要的。
The whole point of this is that you don't have to live like that. You can. There's another way to live. You can know with certainty whether the things you do will produce the results you want.
而这整件事的重点就是在于说，我们其实可以不用过那样子的生活，我们可以选择我们要的生活，而且我们可以过我们想要的生活，只要我们知道说这世界的法则到底是怎么运作的。
So it's my job. I'm going to show you tonight how to do that. It's 4 very simple steps, and I'm going to make it as practical as possible to your life.
所以老师今天要跟大家分享这四个步骤是非常实际，你们马上就可以运用在生活上去得到自己想要的东西。
There's no point in getting up and giving some philosophical talk if it doesn't have immediate relevance to your life.
如果说今天老师讲的这些东西没有办法马上帮助到各位去运用在你们的生活上，那你们在这边听了整个晚上的哲学课程其实也没有什么用嘛。
So I'm going to give you some new ideas. and it's just an experiment. Just go along with it.
Yeah. 所以说，老师现在要给大家一些新的观念，可是大家可以把它想成是实验，就是你就试试看嘛，反正也试试看也无妨啊，对不对
？I'll teach you how my teacher taught me.
老师现在要教给大家的方法就是格西教给他的方法。
And then I'll show you how it's possible to make.If you understand these ideas, then you can make anything happen in your life that you want to make happen.
那老师说，只要大家去实践这些方法，而且你真的是懂得这些方法的话呢，你可以让生命里面的美梦成真。
So, okay, so this is the most important idea that's at the top, right? We said there's one important idea up here, and then it branches into two sets of four.
好，现在我们的笔记上面，我们是说最上面有个大重点嘛。老师刚刚讲的就是大重点，然后这个大重点下面分两支，两支再各有四个，这边四个，这边四个。所以刚刚讲完大重点喽。
Then I would say that those people that heard this before, then they should just, if they already know it, then they should just watch from the perspective of how can I teach that to other people.、
嗯、老师说，如果有人已经听过了这样子的讲法的话。那你这个时候，你不妨用一种角度去想说，我已经听过了，那我要怎么样把这个方法去教给别人呢？想象你是在师资班，你要去教别人。
Anyway, all right. So, first you have to hold this thing up.
首先要把笔拿起来。
Yeah. So, no, I'll do it. I'm just going to ask you some questions. Yeah, and just, it isn't a trick. Just answer honestly.
老师现在要做一个就是小游戏，那他就是说，他把笔拿起来之后，他问大家问题，大家可以回答。
What is this thing?
这是什么？
笔。Yeah, it's a pen, right? Let's say a little dog comes in the room.
然后现在有一只小狗，它也想捏脚，就进来了。
小狗狗 ，right?
小狗。
Yeah. Then he runs up to the front over here, little puppy.
小狗刚出生很开心，就这样跑到前面了。
Then you know all little puppies do, like to do is play.
然后小狗喜欢做什么？他们就很喜欢玩嘛。
Then I take this thing, right? The pen.
老师就拿着这个笔。
Yeah. And then I show it to the puppy dog.
然后老师就把这个笔拿来在狗前面。
What does the dog want to do with this thing?
那狗狗这时候看到这支笔的时候，你们觉得它的反射动作是想要做什么？
All right, the dog wants to chew it.
对，狗就是想要去咬这支笔。
Yeah. Does the dog see a pen?
你们觉得狗狗现在看到会觉得它是一支笔吗？
No. It sees something to chew on.
它一定是看到，哎，这个东西可以咬嘛，对不对？是一个咬的。
But then we look at the same thing and we see something to write with, right? Something to communicate with other people.
但是我们在看到这个笔的时候呢，我们会觉得我们就是要拿它来写字啊，我们要拿它来沟通，对不对
？Normally, when I show you this thing, you don't start to like salivate.
通常你老师如果拿笔给你看，你应该不会开始流口水吧
？If I held up a piece of chocolate, maybe you would start to.
老师可能拿一块巧克力， yeah. 大家流口水的几率会比较高一点啦。
But normally, when I hold up the pen, you don't start to salivate.But this is what the dog does, right? He's like, oh, wow, something to chew on, something to play with.
可是狗狗看到就很兴奋啊，它就想，哇，我可以咬它哎，然后我可以跟它玩哎，然后就流口水。
All right, so something's going on here. Yeah.
所以说现在呢，我们有个状况咯。
All of the people in the room are looking at this thing and they see a pen. All of the dogs, well, there's one dog in the room and it sees a chew toy.
我们现在所有的人在场人都同意这是一支笔嘛？然后说刚刚有一只狗狗跑进来了，狗狗觉得它是咬的玩具啊。
How many things are here? Is this one thing or is this two things?
那到底是一件东西呢，还是两件东西
？Let's say all the people leave the room. We all the people go.
假设现在就解散，然后大家都走了。
Oh no no no! First I put this thing here. It's on the ground. Okay.
老师先把笔放在地上。
All the people leave.
然后大家再走。
All the dogs leave.
然后狗狗也都走咯。
At that time.
在那个时候。
What's there?
你们觉得剩下什么东西
？Nothing.
Yeah, she's nothing, right?
就什么都不剩了嘛。
Yeah, that's emptiness.
事实上，这就是空性。
That's the Buddhist idea of emptiness.
佛教里面讲的空性就是这个概念。
If the people come back in the room, Then they look at this thing. They see Pim.
假设所有的人又回来了，大家又看到这个在地上的东西了，我们还是觉得这是一支笔啊。
All the dogs come in. They look at this thing. They see something to chew on.
然后一群狗冲进来了，他们看到这个还是很想咬它啊。
Then both of us are here together, and there's two things here.
我们有一群人跟一群狗，但是我们看到两个不一样的东西。
But by itself, with no one looking, it's neither one.
但是当这个东西自己躺在那边，没有人也没有狗的时候，其实它什么都不是啊。
So we say by itself, it's like this thing.
所以说，我们讲说，在当它本身自己存在那边的时候，就是假设这块白板
，or like a movie screen, a blank movie screen，
或者是说，我们假设今天有一个就是全白的一个投影的荧幕
，then the mind of the person who's looking at it is like the projector, and then it projects, it puts some picture onto this object。
当人在看的时候，我们的心就很像一部电影的放映机一样。在这块全白的荧幕上投射了影像。
So this thing here, can you? I just want to do a vote with you. How many people? Just show with your hand. Which way is it coming? Is it coming this way, or is it coming this way?
大家现在可以用手势让老师觉得。
The pen. Is the pen coming this way, or is the pen coming this way?
你们觉得笔是这样来的还是这样来的？可以用手势让老师知道。
Which one?
这样来的还是这样来的？
No, it's coming this way, right?
是这样吧。
It's coming from the person who's looking at it.
对，都是我们从我们人看的角度是这样嘛，因为我们是这样投出去的。
But by itself, it's available to be either one.
但是今天没有人在看它的时候，它可以是笔，也可以是一个狗狗的玩具。
So that's the most important idea. They call in Buddhism they call emptiness, 空性。
所以这就是佛教里面最重要的一个观念，叫做空性。
And it doesn't mean anything more complicated than that, okay?
而事实上，大家不要把这个概念想太复杂。事实上，它就是这样子，这就是空性。
There's been all of these weird ideas in history about what that means.
然后历史上可能很多人讲过对空性很多奇怪的解释。
Some people have said that it just means you stare at a wall.That's emptiness.
空性就是你一直瞪着一个墙壁看。
Or you close your eyes and look at the back of your eyelids and there's just black and somehow that's emptiness.
然后你现在想象你闭上眼睛，然后你就一直想办法去看到你的眼睛的眼窝的最后面，然后一片漆黑，这就是空性。
Or you try to think about nothing.
或者是什么都不想。
Somehow you try to think about nothing.
什么都不想就是空性。
And that's what emptiness is.
他们觉得空性
That's not what emptiness is.
他们觉得空性就是什么都不想，但事实上空性不是这样子的。
Or the worst one, the most dangerous one, is that there's no good, there's no bad. I can do whatever I want.
那其实还有一种想法更危险哦，这是最危险的想法，就是说，反正我不管做什么事情，也没有什么所谓的好事，也没有所谓的坏事，所以我可以随心所欲，我要做什么都可以。
It just means that.When there's nobody looking at this thing is empty.
但事实上，这个空性的意思是，当没有一个人在观看它、给它意义的时候，它本身是没有意义的。
It's available.
它是可以，它是开放的，它可以让大家去诠释的。
By itself, it's available to be anything.
当它没有人在观看它、没有一个狗在观看它的时候，它怎么都可以，它是很有无限的可能。
Then what it is coming from your mind.
那它到底是一个什么东西呢？其实从我们的心中投射出去的。
So then they say that once you agree to this thing about the pen, you all agreed. Nobody objected.
在场有没有人不同意这个想法的？都同意吗？
Once you agree to this thing about the pen, then everything in the whole world is just like that.
那当大家今天同意了这个笔的观念之后，事实上，这世界上每一件事情都跟笔一样哦。
There's this famous sutra in Buddhism called the Heart Sutra, 心经。
心经，大家应该都很对心经蛮了解的吧？
心经 is just a list. It's a list of everything in the universe.
那事实上，心经其实只是像一串清单，那它就把宇宙上面很多的事情去列出来。
then Lord Buddha is saying in this text, he's saying there's no eyes, there's no ears, there's no nose, there's no tongue, there's no body, there's no mind. Then he goes through everything in the universe, and it just means that there is no pen. There is no pen out there from its own sun.
那佛陀讲到了说，在宇宙观里面呢，事实上那支笔，它并不是笔，只有在我们这样投射出去的时候，它才变成一支笔。笔自己不会投射说我是笔，我是笔这样，不会这样子。
But there is a pen here, right? There is a pen here.
可是这边明明就有笔啊。
It's real. It works as a pen.
而且它是真的哦，你可以拿它来写字。
If anybody doesn't believe it, come up here and I'll draw a mustache on you.
Yeah.
It works. We can use it as a pen. So what's the big deal? Who cares whether it's empty or not? It's still a pen. Like, we can use it as a pen. Who cares? Why talk about that?
那现在大家都知道它是一支笔，它可以写字。那到底有什么大不了的？它有空性跟没有空性，跟我的生活到底有什么关系呢
？Because we are making this mistake about everything in our world.
因为我们每天都在用一种错误的世界观去看待这个世界。
We say this pen is coming. I have some seed inside of my mind, which forces me to see it as a pen.
当我们今天看到这个笔。时候是因为我们的脑海里面有一些种子，那这种子发芽了，就让我们看到说这是一支笔。
The dog has a different seed. It has a chew toy seed.
那狗狗的脑袋里面也有种子哦，它的种子是可以咬的玩具的种子。
I'm making a mistake about this. I think this pen comes from the store. I think if I have money, I can go to the store. I can buy the pen.
那我们今天如果用一个错误的想法的话，就是说，哦，这个笔是在文具店卖的。只要我有钱，我去文具店，我就买得到笔。
But that kind of pen doesn't exist.
但是事实上，那种笔是不存在的。
It's coming from a seed inside of my mind, so I have to understand where that seed comes from. And if I can put that seed inside of my mind, then I'll always see a pen.
事实上，那支笔之所以会存在，是因为我的脑海里面有这个笔的种子在喽。所以说，只要我知道怎么种这个笔的种子，那不管我什么时候需要笔，笔都会在那边。
The point is, everything comes from a seed inside of your mind.
重点就是说，今天不管是世界上任何事，生活上任何事，都是要看你脑海里面有没有这样子的种子。
Because we don't understand this, we struggle and we suffer.
那如果不懂得种子的概念的话，你就会生活得很痛苦，然后你就会每天去挣扎。
If you understand where all things come from, then whatever it is you want, you just need to figure out what the seed is for that. Plant that seed, and that thing will come to you.
那如果我们今天知道这个世界到底是怎么运作的，当我们今天想要一件事情的时候，事实上我们就应该在脑海里面去种下那样子的种子。当我们的种子种好了，我们想要的事情就会发生了。
The problem is we don't understand the real causes of things.
重点是我们不知道事情发生的真正的原因。
So, for example, using the example of money, we think that, right? We think money comes from working hard.
那我们现在来以钱来举例好了。大家是不是都觉得说，只要努力工作就可以赚到钱
？We think this is the cause of money. In order to get money, I have to work hard.
所以说，想要得到钱，我们就是一定要努力工作。努力工作是赚到钱的原因。
But think about it.There's only four. This is not one of the four, but there's only four options here.
啊，老师现在说，事实上只有四种选择，在努力工作跟赚钱之间关联，只有四种选择。
Some people work hard. They make a lot of money.
有的人很认真工作哦，而他也因此赚到了很多钱。
Some people work hard. They don't make any money.
可是有的人做的要死要活， yeah. 可是一毛钱都没有拿到。
Really, this is very easy to see. Some of the people who work the hardest in our world make the least amount of money.
其实大家去生活上想想看，其实你可能真的看到有一些人他做得很辛苦，可是他就是赚不到钱。
So some people work hard, make money. Some people work hard, don't make money.
所以复习一下，第一个是认真工作赚大钱，第二个是认真工作但是赚不到钱。
Some people don't work at all. They have a lot of money.
有一些人命很好，不用赚就有钱。
Some people don't work at all and they don't have any money.
然后有些人就是没有工作，然后也没有钱。
Like there's no other choices that covers it all.
好像说其实就只有这四种选择，好像就没有其他的。
You can think about it later, but that proves that working hard is not the cause of making money.
所以当大家去仔细想想，我们讲到这四种方法的时候，就会发现说其实有没有赚到钱跟有没有努力工作并不是真的是画上等号的。
Because if working hard was the cause of making money, the harder you work, the more money you would make.
因为如果真的是这样子的话，那照理说你应该越认真，你钱就越多嘛。对，每个人应该都是这样嘛，对不对
？Anyway, we're doing this with everything. What we think is a cause of something has nothing to do with that thing.
所以说，我们今天的重点就是说，你觉得有一件事情，它可能是这件事真正原因，但事实上它不是。
What do we do when we want to have a relationship? When we want to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
那假设我们今天想要找老公老婆啊，或是交男女朋友啦，那我们应该要怎么做呢？
You're like, if you're a guy, you're like, well, I have to look nice.
然后如果你今天是一个男生，就想说啊，我要打扮帅气一点。
So I got to get some nice clothes.
然后去买新衣服。
Yeah, if you're a girl, it's more complicated.
然后如果是女生呢，你就是比较辛苦一点啊。
Right, it's like I need to find the right clothes. Yeah, number one.
我不但要找到漂亮的衣服。
Then I need to spend a lot of money in the salon to make my hair perfect.
然后还要花大钱去发廊做头发。
Then I need to get the most expensive makeup there is, right?
然后还要去那个星光三月买最贵的化妆品。
Then once you've done all that, you're like, well, then, all right, so now I look good, but then where should I go? Should I go on the internet?
然后你都 settle 好了之后，你就想说，好啦，那我要去哪里找男朋友呢？我要上网交男朋友吗
？Or should I go to a nightclub？
还是要去夜店
？Or then I heard that there's some nice boys maybe at coffee shop, so I should go to a coffee shop.
听说星巴克有帅哥哦。
Or maybe this guy is giving this class tonight about four steps to change your fate. Maybe there'll be a nice boy or a nice girl there.
听说今天的那个四个改变命运四个步骤啊，那个讲座，搞不好会有帅哥同学，我来参加一下。
For a woman, it's very complicated. I'm lucky that I'm a guy. It's more simple.
老实说，对女生来说，好像要蛮烦恼很多，她觉得男生比较轻松一点。
Then it gets even more complicated than that, right? Which color lipstick should I use? Should I use the pink lipstick or the red lipstick?
然后刚刚讲的话题还没完哦。啊，我要擦红的口红还是粉红色的口红？
Yeah. Or should I go talk to the? Should I be aggressive? And should I, if I see a boy that I like, should I go up and talk to him and make the first move, or should I wait for him to come to me?
那我看到一个可爱的男生的时候，我到底是要主动一点去跟他聊天呢？还是想说啊，我就那个避暑一点，我就待在原地等他来跟我讲话好了。
But this is what we're doing all day long with everything in our life.
所以我们每天都这样子哦，我们一天到晚都在想要做选择。
And you have to get this, like it sounds so simple that it just goes over our heads. But if something only works sometimes, then it doesn't work.
这个道理是这样子的，因为它听起来实在是太简单了，所以大家常常忽略。如果有一件事情它只是有的时候会成功，那表示它其实完全是行不通的。
Like if we try something and it only works sometimes, then it's not the cause of that thing. Because if it was the cause of that thing, it would work all the time.
如果说我们今天做了某件事情，就会导致我们想要的事情成功的话，那照理说我们应该每次做这件事情，它都会让我们成功啊。
Anyway, if you were to go buy a car and they said there's one thing about the car, it only works on Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. But the rest of the days of the week, it doesn't work.
如果你今天去买新车，然后那个车子的销售业务跟你说，这部车是很不错啦，但是它只有礼拜一、礼拜四跟礼拜天发得动哦，那你要买这台车吗？
But you wouldn't buy that car, right?
你会买吗？
Yeah, that's not a good car.
对啊，这车听起来不是很保险哦。
Or like yesterday, I had a headache, right? Bad headache.
然后昨天我头痛。
And then you know, first thing that comes to my mind is like, I need some ibuprofen.
好，我要去买普拿疼。
But you know, you go to the store, you buy the ibuprofen. Sometimes you take it and it works. Other times you take it and it doesn't work at all.
如果你去药房买了普拿疼， 可是你会发现，有的时候你吃药，你头就不痛了；有的时候你吃了，头还是会痛。
But we don't normally go back to the store and say, "Look, I want three quarters of my money back because three quarters of these pills only worked."
Yeah. 然后你不可能跑去药房跟老板说，老板，我要退那个，你要退我八成的钱啊，因为这个药只有两成有时候会有用，那但八成的时候都没有用，所以你要退我钱，你也不可能这样吧。
Anyway, you laughed about the thing about the car, but we're all doing this 24 hours a day with everything in our life.
那老师说他刚举那个车子的例子的时候，大家都笑得很开心。但事实上，我们每天每天都在做相同的决定。
Things work sometimes, right? Yeah. We don't know. We can't say honestly if any one of our actions will have the result that we want.
有一些行动是行得通的，可是你不能保证百分之百的保证，你每次做同样的行动的时候，你要的结果都会出现。
So you can fix that.
但是我们可以去解决这个问题哦。
The problem is just that we don't have any other choice. I mean, no other system has been presented to us which is more appealing or more attractive.
其实我们今天会这样，是因为以前没有人告诉我们说，其实有另外一套运作的法则的，其实有另外一套解决问题的方法的。
So it's not that we're stupid or we're doing something. We are doing something wrong, but it's not. It's just that we don't have any other choice. We're trying. We're good people. We're trying to get the things we want.
也不是说我们很笨啊，或是我们故意要挑比较难的路走啦。事实上，只是因为我们以前完全不知道有另外一种方法。那当然，大家都是善良的人啊，大家都希望可以得到自己想要的东西啊。
So we already said it so far. So everything's coming from a seed inside of our own mind.
但老师说了这么多呢，还是要回到刚刚说的。每一件事情都是从我们心里面的种子去投射出来的。
It's just like this thing. Everything is just like this. We just need to change, put the different seed inside of our mind, then we'll see this thing in a different way.
就像老师刚刚手上拿的那支笔一样，每一件事情都跟那支笔一样。我们只要改变我们脑海里面的种子，我们就可以改变我们看得到的东西。
So then the whole question is, you should be asking me at this point, like,All right, so I want something in my life. Well, what's the seed for that thing? If I understand what you're saying about the pen, and it seems to make logical sense. So just tell me what the seed is, and then I can plant that thing.
So now, 一路听下来，大家应该会想说，好了，你讲的那个笔我也知道，然后你讲的那个世界的原则我也知道。那我到底要怎么样？我要种下什么种子才能得到我想要得到的东西呢？
So first, I have to tell you.How to plant the seed inside your mind.
首先，老师要教大家怎么在我们的心里面种种子。
So we'll talk about that. We use the pen as an example. So we'll talk about what is the pen for to see a pen.
好，然后我们再用笔当例子，想要看到笔，要种下什么样的种子呢？
The dog doesn't have that thing in their mind, but you have that thing. How did that thing get put in your mind and allow you to see this as a pen?
狗狗的脑海里面没有笔的种子哦，可是我们有。对，那我们到底是怎么样去种下你的种子的？
So I'll show you how to plant the seed. Put out your hand.
老师说他现在要告诉我们怎么种笔的种子。
So she's someone who needs a pen.
我需要笔。
I'm someone who has a pen.
然后老师有笔。
Yeah, so then I give the pen to her, and then the moment I let go of my hand, the seed is planted in my mind.
当老师把笔交到我的手上的时候。他的笔的种子就在他的心里面种下了。
What is this thing? It's what is a pen?
那大家觉得笔是什么样的工具呢？
It's something to communicate with, right?
去跟别人。
It's a communication tool.
它可以跟别人交谈。
There's an important thing you have to understand. If you understand this little formula, you'll know how to plant any seed, seed there is.
老师现在要讲的这个小小的原则，只要你把握住了，你就可以种下任何你想要种的种子。
Then it's like whatever you want for yourself, you need to give that thing to someone else first.
也就是说，不管你今天想要任何的东西，你都要先给别人，你要确保别人可以得到这样子的东西。
There's a beautiful thing about this system. If you need someone else to.You need someone else to plant the seed. You can't do it by yourself. You can't do it alone.
在这个传承最有趣的地方就是说，你一定要找到别人哦，你一定要有一个别人在旁边，你才能完成得到你自己想要的东西哦。光靠你自己一个人是没有办法得到的。
So first you need to find someone who wants the thing that you want, and you need to make it happen for them.
然后你就先找一个人，你想要的东西他也想要。当你确保他得到这样东西之后，你也就会得到那样东西。
So if I want a pen, I need to find someone who's trying to communicate, and I need to help them communicate.
然后如果老师今天想要得到一支笔的话，他就要去找一个人。这个人很想要跟别人沟通，老师要确保这个人可以跟别人沟通了，那他就会得到这支笔。
Then as I'm helping them, that seed gets planted in my own mind.
那当老师正在帮助这个人的时候呢？笔的种子就不断在他的心里面种下。
Because the mind is like a video recorder. It's watching everything that we do.
因为我们的心就像是一台功能很强大的摄影机一样，它一天二十四小时都不断在录，你任何所做的、所想的都会录在里面。
Then everything that we do, everything that we say, and everything we think, that plants a seed.
不管我们今天做什么事，还是说什么话，或是我们脑海里面有什么想法，其实都是一直在种种子哦。
So you're always watching yourself. Your mind is always on. This video camera is always on. And it's always watching everything you think, everything you say, everything you do.
所以说我们心里面那台摄影机，它其实真的是一直在观察，它我们讲了什么，我们做了什么，我们想了什么，他们都一直把它记录下来。
Then there's a cool thing about seeds. The result is always similar to the cause.
那关于这个种子学最酷的地方就是说，你的结果通常都是跟你种下的那个因是很相似的。
Which is really good luck. It's good luck for us.
所以对我们来说，这是一件很好的消息哦。
Because then you can always figure out about the seed that you want to plant.
因为你就这样子一来，你就很清楚的知道你到底要种什么种子。
So the seed for money. If I want to see money come to me, I have to be generous to other people. I have to find someone else who's trying to make money and then help them make money.
所以今天如果我想要钱，我该怎么办呢？我们就去找一个很想赚钱的人。那当我们帮他赚钱之后，我也会赚钱了。
You can figure anything out that way. The cause and the result are similar.
大家可以想办法把它运用在你所有生活的例子上。不管怎么样，你想要得到的结果一定跟你想要种下种子一样是类似的。
So the same way that seeds work like a farmer, it's very similar the principles for planting a seed in the mind.
就想象一下我们种菜啊，或是种花的时候，那个种种子的概念，其实跟我们现在在谈的这个概念其实是很像的哦。
So think about it. If there was a group of farmers, I saw some today. I was sitting in the sun near the ocean today.And I was looking, and there was a husband and a wife. They were planting all of these plants.
老师说他今天坐在海边的时候，
food, right?
yeah. 他坐在海边的时候，他看到人家在种田，然后有一对夫妻他们在种，就是在撒种子，在播种。
But what if there was a bunch of farmers and they got together once every year and they all met and they sat down in this bar? I picture it's like a bar. They all sit down and they start to talk to each other.
然后老师说，请大家想象说，有一群农夫，他们每年都聚在一起，然后去一家餐厅，在那边聊天。
Then what would it be like if they, you know, they started to talk? You know, two of us are like, I'm like, hey Joe, so I know what'd you plant this year?
然后老师就跟假装老师是其中一个农夫，然后就跟另外一个农夫说，哎，老王啊，你今年种了什么啊？
And he's like, oh, I planted corn, and I'm like, well, I planted soybeans.
然后那个老王就说啊，我健康级啊。然后老师就说哦，那我种大豆这样子。
And then imagine that we look at each other and then we say, well, what'd you get?
然后你们现在看着对方的时候，你们会觉得他们种出来长出来的植物是什么？
And he's like, well, you know, this year I got bananas.
然后他会说，哎，我健康级啊，生香蕉吗？应该不会吧。
He's like, I got a whole field full of bananas.
应该不会这样子吧？你不会种一个玉米，然后就长了一个香蕉吧？
And I'm like, you're not gonna believe it. I planted a whole field full of soybeans, and then I got a watermelon. I got a whole field full of watermelons.
老师也不可能说哦，我播了好多大豆的种子，结果我收成了一整片的西瓜田呢。
Like the world would be crazy, like everything wouldn't work properly.
那这样这个世界就太疯狂了吧。
So it's good luck for us that the seed, if we plant a seed for money, money will come back. Yeah.
所以老师说，对我们来讲这是一个好消息。你想要得到什么东西，你想要得到什么果，你就要种什么因。那你要得到钱，你就要种钱的种子。
The result is always similar to the cause.
不管怎么样，你的结果跟你的因已经是相似的。
Then there's another cool thing about seeds. How big is the seed for? I don't know if you know this, but the biggest tree in America is this thing called the redwood tree. It's huge.
啊，老师说在美国有一种很大的树，最高的树叫红杉。
You can drive a car through this tree. Some of they cut a tunnel inside, and you can just drive a car right through it.
这种树大到哦，你可以就是在树中间开一个洞，然后一台车子是可以这样子开过去。
But I went to this one museum, and then they had, in this special case, glass case, they had a seed of this tree.
然后老师去参观一个树木的博物馆，博物馆里面有这种红杉树的种子。
Then they had a magnifying glass. You had to take up the magnifying glass and then look at the seed. It's like a microscopic seed, produces this, the biggest tree in the world, I think.
老师用一个放大镜去看那个种子，这个大树的种子。
So the same thing for a seed inside of your mind. You do something small, the result is huge.
所以说想象一下我们现在种种子的原理也是一样。我们的种子是这么的小，可是我们收成却是这么的大。
So then you, probably you have a question. If you've been listening, if you've been following, some question has come in your mind.
如果大家刚刚都有一路在听老师说的话，那可能你现在已经会有一些疑问了。
Like you're like that sounds really great.
嗯，听起来是蛮有趣的啦，蛮好的。
And that gives me like so much excitement. Things I can make anything in my life happen that I want to make happen.
听起来很棒哎，我只要想到什么，那我就可以让我的梦想成真。
You should get that feeling like.And it's true. It's like every moment is available to be something else.
所以说这是真的哦。只要每你在现在你生活的每一刻都有可能是你梦想的那个样子。
Normally, we think our world is like hard cement, like fixed. There's nothing we can do to change it.
通常我们都会想象我们的世界是那种铜墙铁壁，就是好像你不管再怎么努力，你不管做什么都没有办法去改变我们的事实。
And then so we have a lot of frustration and a lot of suffering because of that.
所以说我们就会过得很郁卒，对不对？
But it's like every moment, the next moment is available, just like that blank screen, to be anything.
但事实上哦，你现在生命里面发生的每一刻，就像一个空白的荧幕一样，其实你想着什么，你就是可以去把它投影出来的。
Because it's not coming this way, it's coming this way.
因为世界并不是这样子来的。世界是这样子出去的。
So I said, you just need to understand what the seed is, and then plant the seed.
所以你只要懂得种子的原理，然后把你的种子种下了，那就没有问题了。
But then you're like, well, I don't know about that. I've seen people that are very, very generous, and then they don't have that much money. Like, it doesn't seem to work.
然后你可能会问说，可是，我认识一些很慷慨的人，他们对人都很大方啊。
Or I've seen very, very kind people, very loving people, and then bad things happen to them. So if what you're saying is true, then your system doesn't work. That doesn't make any sense.
然后我也认识一些很善良的人，很好的人啊。可是他们还是遇到坏事啊。如果说你觉得你的系统是这样子的话，那我觉得你的系统好像行不太通哎。
And it does work. It's just that you don't under. There's a technique involved. You have to understand how to do it.
但是事实上，这个系统是行得通的。你只要知道一个小技巧，到底要怎么让这个系统成功。
It's just like farming, right? If you knew nothing about farming, and I said, "All right, here are some seeds. You have the seed. The seed is a perfectly viable seed, but you don't know anything about farming. It doesn't. Just because you have the seed doesn't mean you'll get you'll get to enjoy the fruit.
就很像种田嘛。今天如果你有种子了，可是你不会种，那如果你不知道怎么种的话，你还是没有办法收成你想要的东西啊，对不对？
Because even if you have the seed, and if you just put it on the ground somewhere, it's not going to grow. You have to put it in the right place. You have to know how to take care of it, how to water it, what time of the year to plant that thing. There's all of these factors that are involved.
你今天想象一下，你拿到了一个种子，然后你就把它放在地上了，它会长出什么东西来吗？一定是不会的嘛。我们就像农夫一样，我们要知道说，哦，大概几月的时候要种下去，然后一天要浇水几次啊，可能什么时候要施肥，那这样它才可以种在对的地方，然后长出来开花结果。
So there's four things. This is the first four. This is the most important thing to plant the most powerful seed possible.
所以说这个是最重要的，你必须要知道的事情。如果你今天要把一个种子种下去，你就要知道正确的方法，这样才会长出你想要的果实。
If you plant a seed using these four steps, it'll come back to you extremely fast, and extremely powerful.
然后老师现在就是要告诉大家说，有四个步骤要让你非常快速的把这个种子种下去，而且得到非常好的结果。
So what? Here's the first one.
好，现在讲第一步喽。
It's like I said before, you all came here tonight because you wanted something out of this talk.
老师说，大家今天会来到这边，一定是想要从这个演讲里面得到某一些东西。
It means that all of us, we have, we can think of one thing in our life right now that we want the most, or that would make us the most happy, or some kind of dream we have.
那现在大家就可以想想说，我们在生命里面，我们是最想要什么东西呢？什么样的东西可以让我们的生命是过得最快乐的呢？
Like, what is the thing that we wanted to do most in our life? What kind of dream did you have about your life? What would make you the happiest person in the world?
你对生命里面有什么样的梦想呢？你觉得你只要得到了什么，你就会很快乐呢？大家去想一想吧。
And it's like, you don't have to be politically correct. Like, you don't have to say, I want world peace, or I want to stop the war in the world. Like, you have a more immediate concern than that. It's something that you want more than that.
老师说大家可以实际一点的去想，可能有的人会说啊，我要世界和平，然后就是没有战争之类。可是其实你可以去更实际的去想想说，我今天生活里面我到底是需要什么，什么东西可以马上让我就很开心的。
Like, don't say, oh, I want world peace, when all you can think about is you just want a nice boyfriend in your life. That's the thing that you want the most. Just be honest about it, because then you're... Just be honest about it.
如果你今天真的是很想要交到一个男朋友，那你就不要给谁说啊，我想要世界和平。
So the first step is just pick one thing that you want the most in your life, and then write that thing down.
所以第一个步骤就是选一个你最想要的东西，可以让你真的很开心的东西，然后你把它写下来，写在纸上。
Or what dream do you want to see happen with your life? And then it doesn't matter what age you are, okay? Anything's possible at any point in our life.
不管你今天几岁咯，你只要有你的梦想，你就可以把它写下来。
So then just write that thing down.
One thing. 就只要把它勇敢的写下来，一件事。
Don't write 10 things down. People then have a whole list.
拜托不要写很长，然后十几件漏漏的。
It's like just identify one thing.
只要想一件就好了。
The thing today that you want the most. The
thing,
because that's the thing that's in your mind all the time.
因为这件事情一定是你一起床就开始一直在想，一直在想。你今天最想要一件事。
So first thing, identify the thing that you want the most.
所以第一件事情就是找出自己最想要的东西。
This is the most practical thing I can teach you because this is an experiment. I want you to do an experiment. I want you to identify something that you want the most. Then you're going to apply certain things and then you're going to make it happen for yourself.
老师想要实际的教大家一个东西，就是像去做一个小实验一样。你一定要想到你想要的东西，然后你再去照着老师教你的步骤去做了。做完这个实验，你才知道会不会成功嘛。
Then you're going to say to yourself,Oh, wow, that really works. I did it. I tried it. I proved it to myself. I got the thing I wanted the most. It's amazing. And now you can apply it to other areas of your life.
然后如果你做了，你成功的时候，你就会发现，哎，真的有用哎，老师说的是真的哎。那当这件事情成功的时候，你就可以把它应用到你生活的各个不同的层面上面去。
But you can't apply it to other areas of your life unless you've had some personal success with that thing. Unless you've proven it to yourself, you're not going to believe it. And you're just going to leave here and throw the paper away with all the other talks that you went to and did nothing about.
所以说我们一定要先做一个小实验，然后成功了，当我们证明它成功了，我们才相信说可以用在别的地方。如果说我们连这个小实验都不去做的话，那可能等一下下课啊，笔记就丢在地上，然后就回家了，反正也我也不知道它有没有用。
And I'm telling you, I'm talking from personal experience. If you don't try it, it's not going to work.
老师想要分享他个人的经验，就是说，如果你完全不试的话，就完全没有成功的机会。
If you don't make some kind of honest attempt to try it, it's not going to work.
如果你连试一试的意愿都没有的话，那其实不会成功。
If you just come here and listen to it and understand it, it's not going to work.
如果你是来这边，你都懂老师说的了，可是你不去做，那就完全的没有用。
You have to make some small, honest attempt to see if it's true. You don't know whether it's true or not, so at least try it. Because if it is true, it's an incredible thing.
因为我们现在也不知道啊，我们也不确定老师刚刚讲的是真的还是假的，对不对？只有去做实验证明它，才知道这是真的还是假的。那当我们知道真的时候，我们去用它才会成功。
So pick something, like I want to be, I want to have more money.
所以就想一件事情吧，可以说我想要赚更多钱。
I want to have a nice partner.
我想要找到一个帅哥的男朋友。
I have some health condition that I've been struggling with. Can I apply this to that health problem and then see it go away?
我最近身体状况不太好，我是不是可以做这个实验，然后去看看我的身体状况有没有改善？
So that's step number one. Step number two.
第一步刚刚讲过了。
You have to figure out what we said so far. You, in order to get the thing that you want, you have to figure out what the seed is to create that thing.
第二步，我们找出我们想要的东西之后，我们就是要知道我们要种什么样的种子。
And we said there's a simple formula that you can apply to figure out any seed.
那我们刚刚有谈到有一个很简单的原则，可以去找出我们到底应该要种下什么样的种子。
You just have to find someone else who wants something similar and then help them.
就是去找到另外一个人，他想要的东西也是跟你一样的，然后你去帮助他。
So then step number two is to make a plan. Identify one person who needs the thing that you want and then make a plan to go and help them.
所以第二步就是计划，你计划了之后你就去找一个人。然后你知道他想要的东西跟你是一样的，你就去帮助他们得到那个东西。
Now here's the another one of the most important technique things to understand.
然后老师这边要再加一个小小的秘诀哦。
We plant seeds in our mind at the rate of 65 per finger snap.
我们一坛子里面就有65个想法。
In the time it takes me to snap my fingers, you've had 65 discrete impressions.And that put 65 seeds in your mind.
那我们一摊子的65，就有65个种子，65个想法，就这样子种在我们的心里面。
So number two is one of these areas where I said before, your system doesn't seem to work. Because I see people who are good and bad things happen. Part of it is they don't understand this.
第二步就是老师刚刚有讲到说，有些人可能会质疑说，哎，这个系统是不是没有什么用？可是通常大家对这个系统的误解就是发生在第二步。
So step number two is plan. You should take as much time to plan as you want. Think about who that person is. Think about how you're going to help them. Make a very concrete plan.
第二步就是去找出那个需要帮助的人。你去想想说，到底谁需要帮助？然后去想想看说我可以怎么帮助他？去很实际的计划，然后把步骤写下来。
The longer you spend planning about helping, each second that you're thinking about helping someone, you're planting 65 seeds.
你想想看哦，你一直去想说我要怎么帮助那个人，我要怎么帮助那个人，然后你这样一坛子你就65个都是想要帮助那个人的种子就种进去咯。
Most people just do something, they don't think about it very much. Then the seed they're planting is very small.
所以有的人他如果马上去做的时候，其实他没有想太多，那当他没有想太多的时候，他其实种的种子就很少。
So God, I mean, if this thing is true, if what I'm saying is true, then it's the most amazing thing in the world.
那如果老师今天说的是对的话，大家想一想，其实是很惊人的。
Now we put all of this time into making plans in our work, in our business. We spent all of this time putting together a financial plan or a sales plan. We put so much attention and so much detail into those things.
那我们每年都做，都花非常多的时间啊。我今年我的个人的财务啊，我要怎么样子去规划啊？或者说我今年的销售啊，我要怎么样去规划我的工作的一个目标，业绩目标？
So if this thing is true, at least put the same amount of effort into this. So plan it out. Who are you going to help? Where are you going to take them? What are you going to say to them? How many times a week are you going to be there for them and to try to help them?
如果说这件事情是真的话，那我们应该要把我们那些努力去写业绩目标啦，努力去规划个人财务进步状况，这些努力都一样的去应用在我们要怎么去帮助那个人。哎，我可以怎么帮他呢？他需要什么样的帮助呢？我一个礼拜要去帮助他几次呢？把这些实际的做法都写下来。
So if you're single and you're trying to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend, why do you want to find a partner?
如果你今天是单身，然后你想要有男朋友或女朋友，你为什么想要找到一个男女朋友？
Most of the time, it's because we want some companionship. We're lonely. We want someone to share our life with.
可是很多时候，我们就是很孤单、很寂寞，我们想要有人陪，一起做一些事情。
So what's the seed for finding a partner? Someone to give you company.
大家觉得找到伴侣的种子是什么呢？有人陪伴的种子是什么？
You have to find someone that's lonely or someone who needs companionship, and then you just need to be their friend. You need to spend time with them, be their friend. Then that'll plant the seed for someone to come into your life like that.
So, we just need to find someone who wants someone to help, and then we spend time with them. When you help someone, you want someone to help, and then there will be someone to help you in your life.
So, step number two is just make a plan and find someone like that.Then all day as you're walking through the city, you're looking for someone to help. Then as you're looking for someone to help, the more time you're looking and you're planning, it's planting 65 per second, 65 per second. You have all of these seeds.
所以说今天当你想到说我到底要种下什么种子呢？我要去找到什么样的人呢？然后你就开始啊，可能在这栋大楼里面，或是在台中市走来走去，想说我要帮谁？我要帮谁？我要帮谁？那你当你一直有帮助别人的想法的时候，你就一直种种子，一直种种子，一直种种子。
Then step number three is, all right, you got to actually do it. All right, you've identified that person, you've identified what it is you want, you made a plan about how to help that person. Step number three is you got to actually do it.It's hands-on. It's going to help that person.
那第三步就是实际的去做了。你刚刚第二步的时候做了这么多的计划，那第三步就是实际的去做，怎么去帮他们，去陪伴他们。
Normally, this is the only step that people do, and they spend a very short time.
通常很多人他就是只有去做，然后去做就是可能就一段时间就没有了，短短的一段时间。
So you actually have to do it. If you want a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you find someone who's lonely. You go help them maybe once every 2 weeks, once a week. You spend time with them. You just be their friend.
So if you today, if you want to be single, want to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you find a lonely person, then you maybe a week you go help them 1-2 times.
So then, step number four, you've planted those seeds. You've planted a lot of seeds in your mind now.
第四步咯，刚刚前三步已经帮大家种了很多种子了。
Step number four is the most important of all the steps.
第四步是最重要的一步哦。
This is the reason why people who do good things and it looks like bad things happen to them, this is the reason why they don't do step number four.
我们刚刚讲到说，有些人他可能做了好事，可是没有好报，为什么呢？因为他没有做第四个步骤。
Step number four is once you've actually done all three of those steps, you just sit back and you're happy about all the good things that you did.
第四步就是当你做了好事情去帮助别人之后，你就坐在沙发上，然后你想一下说，我今天做了好事去帮助别人哦，然后感到开心。
You go home at night, you lay down in your bed, you get ready to go to sleep, and you just start to think.I did a really good thing today.
你今天做了好事，然后你回到家，然后你就躺在床上，然后你想说，我今天做了很好的事情。
I did this to help this person. this person was lonely, and I comforted them. I spent time with them. I was their friend. That's a really good thing that I did.
然后你就会想说，啊，今天有一个人很孤单寂寞，然后我有花时间陪他，我有听他的想法，然后我有去让他感觉不到那么寂寞了。所以说我今天真的做了一件很好的事情哦。
That the mind right before you fall asleep is very sensitive and very vulnerable, very impressionable.
事实上，我们的心呢，在我们睡着之前，其实是特别敏锐的，然后它也特别容易去接收到一些讯息。
This is the time when you can go into the mind very carefully and start to adjust the seeds that are there.
所以说，这个时候我们如果非常小心的话，我们就可以进到我们的心里面，然后开始去调整里面的种子。
Because every moment that you're just happy about the good things you did, it's like doing that thing all over again. It plants the same amount of seeds.
因为只要你每多花一秒去想说，我今天做了好事，然后我很高兴我做这些好事。你就等于说，你又种下同等的树木的种子，你的种子又越来越多，好的种子越来越多。
So you would just go through the whole thing in your mind. I found this person who was lonely. I went to help them. I spent all of this time with them. Then you just go over it and over it again. And then the most beautiful thing is you start to feel so good about yourself too.
然后呢，我们今天如果去回想说，哦，我今天真的是有去帮助别人，也我找到了这个人，他需要帮助，然后我花了时间去帮助他。当你不断在回想的时候，其实你就越来越开心。
And then you're planting all of these really powerful positive seeds in your mind.
同时，你就也再一次的种下了好的种子在你心里面。
Normally we do the opposite, right? Before we fall asleep, it's like we start to think about, oh.We start to feel nervous because we have no idea in our life how to get the things we want. And we're just nervous and we think about all the bad things we did or the bad things that someone said to us.
然后可是通常大家可能会都是做相反的吧。可能今天上床的时候就会然后就会紧张说啊我到底要做什么才能得到那个东西呢啊今天好像过得不是很好然后就一直很紧张然后完全没有种下好的种子。
And then this does the opposite. Like we're planting all of these, we're moving all the negative seeds to the front. And then all of those are going to go off first.
那一旦我们开始担心了，我们就反而把那些不好的种子都收集过来了。
We're like a farmer that's throwing this special fertilizer that makes all the weeds grow, and then all of the plants we want die.
然后如果我们这样想的话，我们就是很像是农夫。我们不但不去种我们想要的植物，我们还特别种一种肥料，是让野草会长得特别高、特别快。
So this thing about just being happy about the good things you do, they say it's like some super fertilizer for all of the beautiful seeds that you have.
老师说，最后一步就是去回想自己做过的好事。这一步呢，就很像你在种田的时候，你就是吃了一种超级肥料。那这个超级肥料可以让你的植物长得特别快又特别的好。
And it's the one thing that we don't do in our life. We do this thing. We even have this feeling of, I'm not supposed to acknowledge the good things I do.
但是通常呢，我们都不会这样做，因为我们会不好意思想说啊，我们这样去想我们自己做的事情，然后沾沾自喜，自我感觉良好，好像不太好。
But this system says, no, the opposite is true. You should think as much as possible about all the beautiful and good things you're doing to help other people.
可是我们今天学习的这个观念，它是鼓励我们这样子去做的。我们应该要很开心的去知道说，我们今天做了这么多好事，我们去帮助别人。
My teacher keeps saying over and over again, step number four is the biggest secret I can give you. It's the most powerful thing there is. It's what made his company grow so fast, and it's the reason he was so successful is because of number four.
格西呢一再一再的跟老师强调哦，第四步真的是最重要的步骤。为什么他的公司会成长这么快？为什么他的公司会赚这么多钱？全都是因为他很努力的在做第四个步骤，就是回想自己做过的好事。
It's how you can take a small goodness that you do and then make it multiply exponentially.
这一步呢，可以帮助你说你做了一件小小的好事。可是你可以一直加倍，一直加倍，一直加倍。当你加倍的时候，你的种子很大的时候，它就变成一个很大的好了，就是很大的、很好、很多的种子。
But then I know you have some thought in your mind right now. You're like, all right, everything you've said sounds good so far.
然后你可能说啊，好啦好啦，听起来好像很有道理啦。
But then this thing about planting seed, helping someone else to get the, because I want that thing, it sounds okay, but it sounds a little selfish.
可是我今天如果我去帮助别人，只是因为我想要得到某样东西，我才去帮助别人，听起来很自私耶。
It sounds like you're only helping other people because you want to get something for yourself. So that sounds a little weird.
这听起来不太通啊，哪里怪怪的？就是哦，我只要帮了他得到他的东西，那其实是因为我想要得到东西。
Shouldn't I help people with no thought of anything coming to me in return? I should just be a nice person.
我不是应该就是要当好人吗？然后不要说抱着想要得到某种东西的想法去帮助别人吗？
And that's true. If you're just doing it for that reason, then it's very selfish.
老师说，这个想法是对的哦，没有错。如果你现在这样子想的话，是这样子没有错。如果你今天去帮助别人，就只因为你可以得到某样东西，那的确是蛮自私的。
But then another thing is true. Something will come back to you, even with a selfish motivation. If you plant the seed and if you take care of it properly, it has to come back.
但是另外一件事情也是真的哦。就算你今天真的是很自私，出于一个自己想要某个东西的理由，你去种了那个种子，然后你去帮了别人，那个种子还是会开花结果的。
But maybe it'll come back very small.
可是它可能就是一颗小。
Or maybe it'll take a very long time for it to come back.
小苹果，然后可能等很多年才结果。
Or it'll come back like this.Like, so you went to help a lonely person because you want a boyfriend.
今天你去帮助某一个人，然后你去帮助这个孤单寂寞的人，就只因为你想要交男朋友。
But you're only helping the lonely person so you can get the boyfriend. It's a selfish motivation.
然后你一心一意想着说，我今天照顾他，我今天帮助他，就只是因为我这样子，我才可以得到一个男朋友。
But you did plant the seed to get the boyfriend.
但是你真的有种，
so a boyfriend will come.
Yeah. 你真的有种下这个种子。有种下你照顾孤单寂寞的人，然后你有去帮助人，所以你的男朋友真的会来哦。
So he'll come into your life.
然后他就来了，你们就开始交往了。
You won't be lonely anymore.
你再也不会孤单寂寞了。
But he'll be a selfish son of a gun.
可是他会
是。He'll be extremely selfish.
遇过全世界最自私的混蛋。
All he'll think about is himself.
他一天到晚都只会想着他自己。
He'll never think about you.
他不会关心。
He'll never wash the dishes.
他不会洗碗。
Nothing. Only think about himself.
不会做家事，什么都不做，就只是想着他自己。
This happens, right?
这事情会发生的吧，对不对？
It's possible, right?
有可能的吧。
Yeah. It's like there's a different seed, like a boyfriend, someone to come in your life, to give you companionship comes from doing that to someone else.
所以这是不一样的种子哦。你的确有种下，你去陪伴别人，所以有人来陪伴你。
But the seed for whether that person is only thinks about themselves or not comes from what your motivation is. Do you only think about yourself? Then you're going to plant the seed to have someone come into your life that only thinks about themselves.
但是你当初的动机是什么？如果你当初的动机是很自私的去照顾别人，那来到你身边的人，这个就是很自私的，他也不会想到你。
So then, in order to fix that motivation, there's an important part for number three.
所以说，第三步有一个很重要的地方。
And it'll make everything happen very fast, very beautiful, and then perfectly. You won't have any problems.
只要我们有去做第四步的话，就是说这个好的种子会越来越多，然后你得到的种子也会是好的，然后每件事情都会很成功。
So number three was you actually have to go help someone. So while you're helping someone, you have to have this thought inside of your mind.
当我们当讲到第三步是说我们真的要实际去帮助别人嘛？那当我们实际去帮助别人的时候，我们心中应该想着什么样的念头呢？
All right, as I'm helping this lonely person, I will create a partner to come into my life.
当我在帮助这个孤单寂寞的人的时候呢，有一个人就会来陪我。
So this is going through your mind while you're helping the person.
你正在帮助某一个人的时候，你会想哦，有一个人会来陪我。
Someone will come into my life, then I'll be happy with that person.
然后如果说这个人他以后进入到我的生命来，然后我会跟他过得很开心。
I'll create the thing that I want for myself, and I understand how to do that.
我会得到我想要的东西，而且我也知道怎么得到我想要的东西。
And then people will watch me. My friends will come and talk to me.
然后朋友看到我成功了之后，就会想要知道我是怎么成功的嘛。
They'll say, look, Jamie, you've been single for, I don't know, how long is it now? You've been single for 3 years.
然后他们就说 Jamie 老师你都一直单身三年嘞。
I saw you go on the internet.
You look for a girl. 我看你去网络交友月老银行。
You go in nightclub, you look for a girl.
你去夜店把妹。
You buy a new sweater, a new shirt.
然后你还去那个 net 买新衣服。
But I see you like struggle like this for 3 years now, and then, you know, you didn't meet anyone. Everyone you met was terrible, not a perfect match for you.
我看你这么努力三年来都一直遇到恐龙妹，好像没有什么好的选择。
But then now I see you have the most perfect partner for you.
可是你看你现在女朋友这么漂亮，这么正。
She's beautiful.
哇，无敌正，超正的。
She's so kind.
而且她心地好善良哦。
She understands this thing about the pen perfectly.
而且她知道你在讲笔的时候在说什么哎。
She is so amazing. How did you find someone like that?
你到底是怎么找到这么完美的女朋友的？
What club did you go to?
去哪一家夜店？
What website was that?
是哪一间月老银行？
And you're like, no, you don't understand. Nursing home.
然后你就说不是，是老人安养。
I went to the nursing home.
老师就跟他说，我是去安养院哦。
And they're like, what are you talking about? You don't understand.
朋友就说你在恭喜啊，怎么会这样子呢？
They're like, I want a young girl.
我要的是年轻的女孩子。
And then you're like, well, no, you don't understand.
老师说你才不懂哎。
I went to see this guy talk, and he told me about if I want a girlfriend, I need to plant a seed.
我去听演讲哦，然后演讲跟我说，如果你要得到一个女朋友，你就要种种子啊。
Because you don't you understand? You can't find a girlfriend.
你不了解吗？你是找不到女朋友的。
You have to create one.
你要创造你的女朋友。
You create that by giving what you want yourself to other people.
你要先帮助别人去得到他们想要的，那你才能够得到你自己想要的。
So I wanted to find someone. I was lonely. I wanted to find someone, so I went, and the most lonely people I could find were in a nursing home.
那我很孤单寂寞，我想要人陪，所以我想要去陪孤单寂寞的人。那我觉得我可以找到最孤单的人，他们都住在安养院。
You go to a nursing home. It's this wicked thing. It's like the families just take the old people and they leave them there, and they make them get out of bed for a few hours a day, so they'll sleep at night, so it's easier for the staff.
So we go to 安养院，我们会发现说他们的家人就是把他们放在那边，然后可能这些爷爷奶奶他们就自己在那边生活。那可能一天看护会叫他们起来散步个几个小时，可是就只是这样子而已。
But my friend's grandmother had Alzheimer's disease, so we used to go see her in the nursing home.
所以说老师他有一个朋友的奶奶有老人痴呆症，所以以前他们都会去安养院看这个朋友的奶奶。
Then you walk down the corridor, the hallway, and there's all these people like lined up, old people in like wheelchairs, and you walk in and you're like a young healthy person, and all they try to do is like grab you and touch you because they're so lonely, they just want to feel someone else's touch.
然后你如果去了安养院，当你要大门口要走进到那个里面的那个厅的时候，你会发现里面好多阿公阿嬷，然后阿公阿嬷看到你就啊这么年轻，然后就会伸手想要去摸他，因为他们都觉得好寂寞，然后他们想要一个人，一个年轻人有活力的人来陪伴他们。
So if you're like a young person with life still left in you, they're like all they just want. They're so lonely. They just want to touch you.
所以说，当他们看到一个少年天啊那样走进来。然后就说哇，年轻人呢，我们真的很想要有个有活力的人来陪伴我们，所以他们其实会伸出手来，想要跟你讲话的。
So God, go there, spend some time. You know, like we spend so much time on other things that don't work, on the internet, on the clubs, on matchmaking services, all of these things that have nothing to do with getting a partner.
老师说，我们就花一些时间去安养院陪伴他们吧，因为我们既然愿意花时间去雅虎交友、月老银行啊，去夜店，为什么我们不能花一些时间去安养院呢
？So, you know, just go spend 2 hours of your time with someone. Like, make a commitment, like once every 2 weeks, go spend 2 hours of your time and sit with someone and be their friend, and then come back for them on a regular basis and give them companionship and company.
你就两个礼拜去两个小时吧，这样子你可以固定的去拜访他们，然后陪伴他们，跟他们讲讲话啦，当他们的朋友，不要让他们觉得孤单寂寞。
So this is what the teacher told me, and I went to do it. And now I got this perfect partner.
然后老师就这样子教 Jimmy 老师哦，然后老师就去做了，他去陪伴老人之后，他就交到了一个很棒的女朋友。
So then they're going to try it, right? Because people smell conviction in you. And they see that I've been struggling for so long and nothing has worked. And then now this thing works. So they're like, oh, maybe I'll give it a try.
那当其他人看到，诶，老师真的去陪伴老人之后，就交到了这么棒的女朋友，那他们就会相信了，诶，他在他这边很管用，诶，那也许我应该去试试看啊，也许对我也是有用的哦。
So this is what's going through your mind when you're doing step number three, right?
所以说当你在做第三步，也就是行动的时候，你应该要去想这些事情。
I'll help someone, I'll plant a seed, I'll get what I want. Then other people will see that and they'll try it too.
我要去帮助别人，然后我要去帮助别人得到他所想要的东西。当我这样子做，而且我成功了，那别人也就会想要试试看。
So number three is when you're doing something, imagine that you're personally at the center of a revolution in this world. You're going to change the way the whole world tries to get the things they want.
所以说你去做第三步的时候，你做采取行动的时候，你就想象说你好像某个小革命团体的一个中心分子。当你真的去这样子做，然后别人看到你这样子做，然后你真的改变了世界，你就影响他们也跟着你这样子做。
So, I will change the way the whole world is doing things. I'll do something, my friends will watch me, their friends will help them, and you just see it rippling out from you and touching the whole world.
我会去做某件事情，然后当我成功的改变了我想要做的这件事情之后呢，我的朋友就会看到啦，他们就会想要知道说我是怎么成功的。当他们看到我成功，然后他们也学习，他们也成功之后，他们的朋友又会在学习，所以就好像一圈一圈这样子去往外扩散。那这样子全世界都会想要做这样子的方法。
And if you do if you do an action like this, it has an extremely powerful result.
然后如果我们是正确的去实行这几个步骤的话，其实它的结果会非常的好，非常的成功的。
In Buddhism, they call this thing bodhicitta.
在佛教里面，我们有一个名词叫做菩提心。
But it means I'll be at the center of a revolution. I will do something, but I will change the whole world.
菩提心的意思就是说，想象我们是一个革命团体的中心分子，那我们要做一些行动来去改变这整个世界。
You see, it's not like this fuzzy idea you have in your mind of, I'm doing this thing for the benefit of all sentient beings, or some prayer that you say in your mind, you know, like, for the benefit of all sentient beings.
所以说有时候我们去佛教寺庙听到人家在祷告说啊，我要度有情众生啊，我要为他们做一些事情，听起来好像就很模糊，不太知道这句话的意义到底是什么。
Or somehow you have this fuzzy picture of everyone there is, and somehow you're going to help them.
然后你就想象说可能有一团人在那边，然后我可能要去帮助他们，可是我不知道怎么做。
But this is like some real practical thing you're doing, and then the whole world is coming from the seeds inside of your own mind.
可是说真的，我们真的去做这件事情的时候，这整个世界事实上都是来自于我们心中的种子。
So really, when you're doing any action, it's rippling out from you and affecting everything in the world.
所以当你今天只是做一件事，你做一件事的时候，你的影响力是可以这样子扩散出去，你会是去影响到你整个世界的。
So you always you have to have this motivation of I'm gonna change everything in this world. I'm gonna be at the center of this revolution, and I'm gonna change this world, and everyone will get the things they want. Everyone will be happy.
所以说我们在做这些事情的时候，我们在种种子的时候，我们要把这个远大的目标放在心里。我想要为这个世界做一些事情，然后我想要为世界上的人做一些事情，然后我希望他们都成功快乐。我要去帮助他们。
Then how do you prove the success of any system?But how do you know whether a system is effective or not? Is it a good system?
什么样的观念或是什么样的传承是真的成功的吗？是真的有效吗？我们到底要怎么去证明呢？
What would happen in the world if everyone did this thing?
如果说老师今天讲的，全世界的人都想要去帮助别人的话，那会发生什么样的事情呢？
what would happen in our world if everyone had this understanding that the way to get the thing you want yourself is to help someone else get that thing?
大家觉得如果今天全世界的人都懂得说我们想要得到什么东西我们就要先帮助别人得到什么样的东西那这个世界会变得怎么样呢
Then you have this picture in your mind of half of the world helping the other half of the world get the things they want to be happy
然后你心中就会有一幅影像就是好像有半个世界的人去帮助全球上另外一半的人去得到他们想要的东西
Like what would that world be like? That would be a beautiful place to live in.
那这样子的世界应该是一个很美的地方吧。
It would be very difficult to find someone who wanted anything or needed anything.
这样我们可能就找不到需要或是想要任何东西的人了。
But my teacher likes to say this, and I think it's funny, but it's true.
格西常常说一句话是很有趣，不过是很蛮真实的。
What if everyone in the world believed that to get a boyfriend or a girlfriend yourself, you had to go to a nursing home and help those people, lonely people?
如果大家都相信，好，今天我想要交到男女朋友，我就要去安养院照顾孤单寂寞的老人。
What happens now is no one goes to see them, and they're just alone.
因为现在的状况是安养院都没有人要去，所以很多孤单寂寞的老人家。
But then you would go to the nursing home, and they would say, "Well, I'm sorry, there's nobody available until next Wednesday." You have to make an appointment.
如果大家都知道那个道理之后，你去安养院，就你看到那个护士说你想要探望老人的时候，他说不好意思哦，我们的阿公阿嬷现在都很忙哦，你下礼拜再来吧。
Because lonely people would become a very precious commodity.
因为到那个时候，那些阿公阿嬷就很抢手了，大家都想要照顾他们，大家都想要陪伴他们。
Because everybody wants that, right?
因为大家都想要有人陪，大家都想要幸福快乐。
Everybody wants to make money, right?
大家都想要赚钱吧。
What if they really believed that the only way to make money was to help other people make money, or to give money to other people?
那如果今天全世界人都了解说，如果我要赚钱，我一定要先帮别人赚钱，或是说我要给别人钱。
The whole world would be struggling to find poor people, to find suffering people, and to help them.
那这整个世界可能就没有穷人，然后也没有受苦的人，因为都找不到了。
Then slowly this world would change. It would become a perfect place. No, there would be no one here anymore who needed anything or had any more pain or suffering.
那慢慢的，这世界上就没有受苦的人，也没有痛苦的人，也没有需要帮助的人了。
So it starts with you. You know, you have to be at the center of this revolution, and you have to have that in your mind. I'm going to change everything about this world.
所以说真的，你就是这一切的开始。你要去相信说我可以去改变这个世界，那我要发起这个革命。
And it's possible, like it's totally possible, it's totally doable, because you just need to change the seed inside your mind, then you can change the whole world.
而且是真的哦，这真的是行得通的。你只要做一件事情，就是去改变你心里面的种子。
Nothing about this world is coming this way. Everything is coming this way.
这世界上没有一件事情是降来的，每一件事情都是降子出去的。
I don't know, I just want you to get that feeling of what would it feel like to live your life that way? What would it feel like to walk through your day like that?
老师只是很想要让大家体验一下说有这样子的感觉，这样子的想法是怎么样的心情。那如果我们可以带着这样子的想法去过我们每天的生活的时候，我们的生活会变得怎么样？
What would you be like? What would your mind be like?
我们会变成怎么样？那我们的心又会变成怎么样？
You wouldn't have any worries. You would know exactly how to get the things you want.
我们就不会再烦恼了吧？因为我们就知道说，怎么样才可以正确无误的去得到我想要的东西。
And what's even more beautiful is the way to do that is always involved you helping someone else.
而且更棒的是，你想要得到这个东西，你就一定要去帮助某一个人。
So the only way to make yourself happy is to make someone else happy first.
自己想要快乐，就要先帮别人快乐。
It's an incredible system.
这真的是一个很棒的系统。
I don't know. So I want you to try it. If you can try those four things, pick something small. Do a small experiment. See if it's successful.
老师建议大家就去挑一件你生命中的小事吧。你就去挑这件事情，然后你为它种下某些种子，做某件事情。
I don't know. I'm going to come back here in a couple of months.
老师几个月以后会回来哦。
But if I meet you, I'm going to ask you, like, did you do the thing?
如果在街上看到你，老师就会说，哎，你有没有做那个练习啊？四个步骤。
You know, and I'll look at your face and I'll know whether you did the thing or not, because you'll be asked.
看到你脸上的表情就知道你有没有。
I'm telling you, if you try it in some small way, it's going to work.
如果你真的拿一些小小生命中小小的事情来做实验，其实真的是会成功的。
If I see you in 2 months and you're still unhappy, I know that you, it's because I know you didn't try that thing.
如果两个月之后你看到老师，你看起来还是郁卒的样子，都不开心，那老师就会知道你没有去这个尝试这个方法。
Just try it. I mean, what do you have to lose?
就试试看嘛，反正我们也都没有什么损失啊。
The thing you're trying now doesn't work anyway, really.
反正你现在的方法又行不通。
Just try it, yeah.
就试试看嘛。
Why not?
对，也无妨啊。
Why not? Yeah. All right. Oh boy. We're way over time, huh? Yeah. Okay. I promised to do a fire puja. We can't do the fire puja. I don't think we can. Right? Yeah.
She's asking if they want to know, do we have time?
We don't have time, I don't think. Yeah. Yeah. Alright, so we'll do this. That was the... What I intended to teach you was two steps of four.
老师本来是想要教大家两组规则，然后一组规则各有四条。
The thing I taught you was the most important thing I could teach you.
老师刚刚讲的是最重要最重要的观念，他觉得他可以跟各位分享的最受益最有收获的观念。
But if you think about it and you're like, all right, so in order to change my future, I just need to plant lots of powerful new seeds.
如果大家都想说，如果今天要改变我的未来，我就是要种下很多好的种子。
But then you're like, well, wait a minute, I probably planted a lot of bad seeds in the past.
但是万一我过去种下很多坏种子怎么办呢？
And these will have to ripen still. Even if you're doing all the right things now, you did a lot of things before, and those things will ripen in your life.
我现在开始我每天都做好事，我做很多好事，可是我以前还是有坏的种子啊，那些坏的种子总是会成熟的嘛，那应该怎么办呢？
And those things can create some obstacles for you or block certain things from happening.
因为坏种子发芽的时候就会出现障碍，然后可能就会让我们的生命过得有点痛苦。
So the other four steps is is there a way to destroy old bad seed?
所以刚刚我们已经先讲了四步种好种子的方法。接下来的另外四步就是要怎么把旧的坏种子去摧毁的方法。
To make sure that the seed never goes off.
然后我们就做了这四步摧毁坏种子的方法之后，我们就可以确保它不会发芽。
Because you know now, whatever you do to someone else comes back to you, right?
因为现在我们都知道种什么因就会得什么果。
So if you're not kind to someone else, then you'll meet people in your life who are not going to be kind to you.
你对别人不好。
So it's very important that we learn how to create new powerful seeds for the things we want, but then to remove all of those negative seeds.
所以说学会种新的好种子是很重要的哦，可是把旧的坏的种子去除也一样的重要哦。
So there's four steps about how to remove those things.
那现在我们就来谈这四个步骤。
The fire puja is just like an added thing that you can do to make those four steps more powerful, and it's more fun. Everyone likes fire. Yeah.
事实上火供就只是比较好玩，就把它办得比较大一点，然后大家都很喜欢火供，因为做这个很有趣。
It's actually a trick. It's to make it more fun, but it's a trick, because you're more likely to light the fire and do it than just imagine it in your mind.
因为其实火供就是很好玩嘛，大家都喜欢。然后你真的去看到火的时候，那个震撼是比你可能自己想象说这边有一团火，好像比较实际一点，比较画面一点。
So we can do that fire thing next time I come. We'll do the fire thing.
老师答应大家下次来的时候，我们真的会做火供。
But the other four, I can tell you in five, I can do it in 5 minutes.
可是现在老师在开这个速成的四步，教大家赶快把旧的不好的种子去除，用五分钟讲。
And anyway, if I recall, a lot of you were late, 15 minutes late anyway. Yeah.
老师说，因为刚刚可能有一些同学在路上塞车啊，比较晚到，晚了15分钟。
So then it's okay if I go 5 minutes late.
所以老师说他可以稍稍微再把这个演讲延长。
Because right now we're right on time. We're 2 hours from when we started. Yeah.
我们现在已经讲了两个小时了，所以照理说演讲应该要结束了。
So if you want to know, I'll take 5 minutes and give you those four.
如果大家有兴趣的话，老师要五分钟跟大家分享这四个步骤。
Because I don't feel responsible if I don't give you the whole picture.
老师希望还是可以把这个方法完整的告诉大家，这样才是一个负责任的做法。
Okay, so you have another list of four now, right?
所以刚刚前面讲过四个步骤种好种子了，对不对？
So I'll give you number one.
现在来讲去除坏种子的四个步骤的第一步。
Number one of the four to remove the negative seed.
现在要讲的是除去坏种子的四个步骤，第一步。
They call this the four powers.
我们讲四力。
This comes from a very special sutra written by Lord Buddha, called the Sutra of the Four Powers.
那么这个四力呢，是来自于佛陀他写的一部经书，叫做四力的经典，关于四力的经典。
So anyway, the first of those powers is called foundation power.
第一个呢是基础的力量。
It just means remember all the stuff we talked about so far. The thing about kong xing and the thing about seeds.
那什么是基础的力量呢？就是老师从今天一开始到现在所讲的空性的跟种子的概念。
So, 就是去记得，去回想。So just to go over that in your mind. Oh yeah, there's that thing about the pen.
然后在你的心里想说，哦，对，刚刚老师讲到笔。
And I'm making some mistake. I'm thinking the pen comes from this way, but really the pen comes from this way.
以前我的想法都错了，我以为笔是这样来的，可是事实上笔是这样子来的。
Because that thing about Xiao Gogo.
然后因为刚刚老师讲小狗狗嘛，进来看到笔。
They don't see a pen.
狗狗进来不会看到笔啊。
So I have a seed in my mind, which I put there by how I treated other people.
所以说我为什么会看到这支笔，其实是因为我对待别人的方式，让我看到了这支笔，我种下了看到笔的种子。
So just to remember that.
第一步叫回想，就是回想笔。
First step.
空性。
Second step.
第二步。
They say intelligent regret.
第二步呢，他们说是一种。明智的后悔，明智的懊悔。
This is like if you're sitting at a bar. If there's three people sitting at a bar.
好，如果今天有三个人坐在酒吧里面。
Then the bartender comes over with a bottle of whiskey.
然后酒保过来拿着一瓶威士忌。
And you're three friends, and you each have a little shot glass, and you're celebrating something, right?
然后三个好朋友在一起庆祝，所以你们每个人前面都有个小酒杯。
So the bartender comes over, he fills up all three of your glasses.
然后酒保帮你们把杯子盛满。
The first guy downs it, the second guy downs it, and you're watching. You're the third guy, right? You're watching.
第一个人就干杯，第二个也干杯，第三个人就在那边看。
Then you take it down too.
然后你就干杯了。
Then the first guy drops dead.
第一个就昏过去了。
The second guy drops dead.
第二个也昏过去了。
And then what's in your mind at that moment?
然后你
How do you feel?
你是第三个人，你的感觉是什么？
You didn't drop dead yet.
你还没有昏过去。
You just felt it burn and go down your throat.
但是你觉得你的胃在燃烧。
There's probably this feeling of, oh damn, like, yeah, oh damn, yeah.
你就想说，妈呀，我做了什么？
Oh, I just took something into myself that's gonna kill me. Yeah.
我喝了这杯酒，它快让我死掉了。
So step number two is that feeling. It's not like this guilty feeling, something like that.
第二步的明智的懊悔并不是要让你有罪恶感。
It's not like you have this, remember you're cleaning something bad you did. Yeah.
记得我们现在是要把过去的坏种子去除掉。
So it's not like you have this feeling of, oh God, I'm a terrible person, there's nothing I can do about it, I'm so bad, like, so guilty.
可是不要好像就是也不需要好像告解说啊，天啊，上帝，我做错事，我是个罪人，我有罪这样子。
Because guilt is like a paralyzing thing. It means you can't do anything about it. But this is a different kind of feeling. It's just like, oh, damn, I see what's going to happen to me, and I need to get that thing out of me as quickly as possible before that bad thing happens to me.
第二步的意义只是想要让大家知道说，天哪，我对我自己做错了某件事情，那我必须要在这个不好的结果发生之前，我赶快把它去除掉。
So you see how this goes? You're trying to clean something wrong you did. You're like, oh damn, there's that thing about seeds. I did this thing wrong. It's gonna come back to me, and then something bad's gonna happen to me.
所以第二步只是要了解哦，天哪，我上次不小心做了一件坏事情，那坏事情。 种下了坏种子，所以坏种子会开花的时候，
then you're like, oh damn, there was that thing about the big tree and the small seed. I just did something small bad. That means a lot of bad things are going to come to me.
然后你就想起来说，老师说红杉树的种子这么小，可是它开出来，它长出来的树这么大。那我只不过做了一件小小的坏事哦，可是回来的那个报应是很大的哦。
So how do you know you're doing number two properly? There should be this feeling of oh, God, I got to get this thing out of me.
So you know
the same thing about the guy who thought it was whiskey, but it was some kind of poison, right? Get this thing out of me.
Yeah. So step number
three.
第三步,
this is the most important one. If you forget step number one and step number two and step number four, just remember step number
three.
This is just make some decision in your mind not to do that thing again. So let's say you hurt someone. You say, I make a decision in my mind, I'm not going to do that thing again. I won't hurt someone.
所以你今天伤害了某个人，然后你在心里面想说，我再也不要去伤害任何人了。
With something big, it's easy to say, alright, for the rest of my life, I won't do that thing again.
如果你今天犯的这个错是相当严重的，你可以很容易的说，好，我这一辈子都不会再做这件事情了。
Like if you were young, if you were a soldier, if you were involved in a war, and you actually killed someone, this is a really negative seed.
如果你今天是一个很年轻的军人，然后你被迫去参战，那你去战场上，你一定会杀人嘛。所以，但是你杀人的时候呢，你可能可以保证说，你一辈子都不要再去杀人了。
And if you leave it alone inside of you, it just keeps growing every year. They say the seed doubles every day. Okay, that's how it gets bigger. It doubles every single day.
因为杀人是很重的、很不好的种子啊。那他们佛家的说法是说。
So the good thing about these four things is even if it was something that happened a long time ago, you can still remove that seed.
这个系统的好处就是说，就算你今天做了一件坏事，是非常久以前发生的，你还是可以去把它拔除掉。
So if you did something like that, eventually, if you leave that seed alone, it's going to come as a tumor in your body. It's going to come as a car accident, something that will threaten your life. Really? I mean, that's where these things, they're not an accident. There's a reason they happen to some people, and there's a reason they don't happen to some people. But if you can change that, it means if you have that problem now, it means you have that seed inside of you. So you can just remove it using these four steps. How do you know you have a negative seed? You have a problem. Any problem in your life, it's because there's some negative seed there.
只要你在生命中遇到任何的问题，就表示你过去曾经种下了不好的种子。So
even if you don't remember the thing you did to create that problem, you know what the problem is because the seed was something similar you did to someone else.
就算你今天已经忘记你当初到底做的是什么事情了, 可是你知道你现在面临到的问题一定跟你当初做的那件不好的事情是很像的。
So with a big thing you can decide, like killing, you can decide never to do it again.
所以说很严重的事情，像你不小心杀了人，这个你一定可以说我这一辈子都不要再杀人了。
But what if it's like yelling at your boyfriend or yelling at your girlfriend or your husband or your wife? I'm never going to yell at my wife for the rest of my life.
如果说今天是你对你的老公、老婆、男朋友、女朋友大小声呢，那就不一样咯。你可以保证说你这辈子都不会再对你的老公大小声吗？
It's just not possible, right?
应该不太可能吧。
Sometimes even in the time you're thinking, I'll never yell about my wife. And as you say wife, you're like, oh, she said that thing to me. And like, you want to yell at her right away.
可能有的时候你是在心里想说我不要再骂我老婆。你刚讲完你又想骂她了。
So they always say, when they teach this, they're always very clear to say, pick a realistic time frame and stick to that.
所以当老师格西在教老师他们的时候，他们都会非常实际的说，如果你今天要发某一个事的话，你要去实际的去想说，在什么样的时间里面我是可以做得到的。
And then be honest with yourself.
你就很诚实的去挑一个你真的可以执行的事。
Because you don't want to create another bad seed of lying or doing something or not keeping your commitments as you're trying to clean a bad seed. So say, all right, for the next 3 days, I'm not going to yell at my wife. And then like go away for the weekend with your guy friends. And then so it's really easy not to get angry at her. Then you can keep that commitment, right? Or even do something small, like say for the next hour, I'm going to struggle not to get angry.
或者是说你可以再缩小啊，说好等一下的几个小时里面我都不要发脾气。
Then just that struggle, and then after the hour, if you can't resist it anymore and you say something bad at her, just that struggle is a really powerful and beautiful karma.
至少你会挣扎了几个小时后，不要讲他坏话，不要骂他，不要骂他。当你撑过了那几个小时，然后你真的忍不住发飙了，那至少你也撑过那几个小时。
The struggle to restrain yourself from doing harm to other people, even if you can't hold it for very long, even if it's 5 minutes, that struggle is a very special kind of seed, very powerful seed.
只要你有尝试着努力着去好，不要对他大小声，不要为他，你在这个挣扎努力的过程中，事实上就可以种下很多好的种子了。
So step number three is decide not to do that thing again, for some kind of time frame.
所以第三步就是说。决定不要在某一段时间里面再犯同样的错误。
Then they say this decision is like a missile that goes and finds that old bad seed, and then finds, locates it and destroys that seed.
然后这个决定呢，就是像一个有卫星导航系统的飞弹一样哦，它会这样巡逻，然后看到那些坏种子之后，就砰，就把它们炸掉。
So, step number four.
第四步。
That's just do something, some kind of opposite action, makeup action.
第四步就是你做一个弥补的动作。
It's to counterbalance that seed.
你是去平衡你的坏种子。
So if you did something to hurt someone, your makeup activity would be to do something opposite to help someone.
所以说你今天如果伤害了某一个人，相反的行为就是你去帮助某一个人。
If you said something very hurt someone else, your makeup activity would be to say kind things to someone.
然后，如果你今天你去对某一个人讲不好听的话，那你就对另外一个人去赞美他，讲好听的话。
So these are the four powers.
所以这就是把坏种子去掉的四个力量。
And then you can clean any bad seed, no matter how big it is, no matter how long ago it was. You can clean anything by using these four steps.
不管你今天种下的坏种子多么的大，或者是说你是多久以前种的，你都可以用这四个步骤去把坏的种子去除掉。
Oh man, one last thing. How do you know you're successful in doing these four steps? How do you know that it worked?
你怎么知道说我做了这四步，我的坏种子就会被去除呢？我们怎么知道是到底有没有成功呢？
They say two things. First thing that'll happen is after you finish these four things, something negative and quick and unexpected will happen.
第一个就是第一个征兆，就是说，当你做了这个事例，而且它是有成功的时候，某一件事坏事会突然毫无预警的，然后很快速的，然后就发生了。
Like let's say you killed someone in the past.
譬如说，假设你过去曾经杀害了某一个人。
If you didn't clean the seed, what would happen to you in the future was you would be killed yourself.
然后你没有清除这个种子，未来会发生什么事情呢？你可能就是会遭遇不测，然后就走了。
But if you do those four steps, you'll remove that seed.
但是如果你今天做了这四个步骤，你就把这坏种子去除掉了，对不对？
Actually, they say you can't remove it completely, but what you do is you like short circuit it. It still has to go off, but it goes off in a very small way.
老师说，其实这个坏种子没有办法完完全全被根除的，可是至少它从一个很大的不好的结果变成一个小小的结小小的恶果，然后它很快速的就发生了。
So something quick and unexpected will happen shortly after. Like you'll get a bad headache for a day. Like a very bad migraine headache.
所以说可能某件小的不好的事情会马上发生，可能你就突然头痛一整天。
And then that's one sign of see, you would have been killed, but all you got was a headache.
想想看哦，你本来可能会就是直接到天堂去，现在你只是头痛而已，差很多吧？
Really,
yeah. 这个程度差很多的。
Then they say this other thing happens that you just feel this lightness that you haven't felt for your whole life.
那第二个呢，就是说你会感觉到突然心情变得很比较轻松了，你好像如释重负，某一种卸下某一种重担。
Like we have all of these negative seeds inside of us, and they weigh us down.
如果说我们今天好像种了很多坏种子，然后他们在我们心里面造成压力，然后就让我们的人变得很沉重。
And we just don't realize it because we've gotten used to living that way.
因为我们一直过着这样的生活，我们就不了解我们带什么样的包袱在过生活。
Then it's like wearing a big heavy bag on you, and you don't know that it's there.
然后你就扛着一个隐形的很重的沙袋在你的肩膀上面，然后可是你根本就不晓得我肩膀上有这个袋子哦。
And so if you clean the seed, it's like someone came and took that heavy thing off your back, and then you just feel like, oh my God, I feel like so much better, so much lighter, so much happier.
所以如果你今天去除了你旧的坏的种子，就好像有人帮你把肩膀上那个很沉重的袋子拿了起来，然后你突然会觉得哇，怎么这么轻盈啊？就是我生命以前的那种重担都没有了，我现在觉得好多了，开心多了。
So you'll have this sense of relief and like this deep contentment that you haven't had for years.
所以你会非常的满足，非常的开心，也会觉得整个人感觉轻松多了。
Then they said you can have dreams of like flying in the sky or things like that because you're free.
然后可能你会梦到你在天上飞啊，因为你自由了，然后就会有这样子的梦。
Yeah. Anyway, so that's it. That's the two steps of four.
所以这就是第二组四个去除坏种子的步骤。
This is the most important thing that I can teach you in 2 hours.
在两个小时里面，这真的是老师想要跟大家分享的最重要、最重要的事情。
And then again, to just say that if you try it, it will work.
老师想要提醒大家，真的，你如果试试看，它会成功的。
I don't know. When my teacher taught me this, he was kind of heavy about it. He said, "You're a fool if you don't try it. If it's true, if there's any possibility that it's true, and you decide not to try it, then you're like a fool."
格西教老师的时候讲的是比较严肃一点啊。他说，如果你明明知道这是有可能行得通的，可是你不去尝试的话呢，就太傻了。
So try it, please try it.
然后说拜托了，拜托大家试试看。
And we all want to be happy, right?
We all. 我们开心。
And we should. We all have the potential to have all the happiness in the world. We can have everything we want. We can be deeply contented. There's no reason why we can't. The fact that we don't is just a mistake. You just have to fix that mistake.
其实我们都是很有能力、很有潜力去实现我们生命的梦想的。我们也可以开心，也可以得到我们想要的生活。所以不要就是说我们要相信这个是行得通的，然后要愿意去尝试。
So we recorded this whole talk. If you want a copy of it, we'll put a piece of paper up here and just put your email address, and then we'll send you a link for that.
有了，都发了。
Yeah, they have all.
Okay.
Still in the emails.
Oh, that's great. So we'll send you that.
那我们今天的课程有全程录音，所以说大家如果有留下 email 或是你还没有留，可以去跟他们留一下，我们会把课程录音再分享给大家。
So if you didn't get the four and the other four straight, look, you can go back to the recording.
如果可能那个时候刹那间听到觉得不是很懂的时候，还可以再复习。
All right, so thank you, and I'm sorry that we went late, and sorry we didn't take a break.
谢谢大家，不好意思，没有中间让大家休息。可是老师很感谢大家今天来听这个演讲。
Yeah, I hope to see all of you again.
老师希望下次有机会再看到大家。
非常感恩大家来到这边，然后也要先跟各位就是讲一声非常抱歉，因为其实我们也是去年听完葛西老师的课披荆会之后，我们发了一个心愿，就是做了一个幸福种子人文艺术空间，我们希望未来一个实体的店面，可能我们北中南都要有，然后一直传承葛西的这样子的文化，然后帮助所有有需要的人这样子。所以今天这个场合也许比较没有那么好，那真的是非常的抱歉。那希望大家我们一起来种种子，以后真的有一个幸福种子的人文空间，然后在北中南都有。那我们再一次热烈掌声，我们谢谢我们的 Jamie 老师，好不好？那我相信这两个小时，可能有一些人他没有办法完全吸收，或者是有的人他听了他懂了，可是在生活上又有遇到问题的话，那怎么办？我是有把 Jamie 老师的 email 给大家，如果有问题我们可以寄 email 给 Jamie 老师，然后可以询问他，或者是如果你们有问题也可以询问我们幸福种子人文艺术坊，我们也会把这样子的这样的传承继续传承下去。然后刚刚老师讲到我们如何知道种好的种子跟不好的种子，我们要如何去除，我们有在做一个记录，一个叫做六十书，就是每天记录十美德，我们可以知道我们自己到底种了什么样的好的种子跟不好的种子，然后它可以来验证，我们就当做一个实验去验证我们这个实验是不是正确的。那我想要再跟大家介绍一下，这里呢有Jamie 老师他们带来的一些 DVD， 那这个是一片500，那如果买五送一，那这样的费用是全部会捐给知识库的，这个 DVD 大家可以买。然后还有就是如果有的人想要更了解，这是葛西在2010年来台湾的讲座跟披荆会，总共有四片 DVD， 又把刚刚两个小时的课程讲得更多更久，然后如果你们想要也可以来，然后我可以免费提供去年二阶三阶还有高雄讲座的一些台北讲座的一些录音档，如果你们有需要也可以来找我，我也可以把这样子的讯息提供给大家。然后我们希望就是大家待会可以来就是这边参观看看。然后我们幸福种子也有一些客制化的服务，全部都是客制化为各位量身打造。然后这是尼姑马瑜伽娃娃，其实如果想要让我们生活过得更美好，我们还有一个让我们情绪更好的方式，就是做尼姑马瑜伽，对，ladies you 那个尼姑马 yoga， 对 ，OK， 所以如果你们有想要学瑜伽的，也可以来找我们，我们会在小教室里面也有在教瑜伽，对，然后如果有人想要这些客制化的东西啊，你们可以来参观看看，然后 DVD， 那我们大家发心种好的种子，然后多。我们可以让自己得到一些好的资讯，然后又可以帮知识库，然后帮葛西，帮 Jamie 老师，帮这样子的文化推广到全世界。那真的非常感恩今天大家来到来，然后我想要再请各位给自己一串最热烈的掌声，真的非常。